Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The first meeting lasted about 2 hours. Chinese President Xi hosting President Trump for talks in Beijing. Mr. Trump describing it as a great meeting and calling his Chinese counterpart a friend. But Xi warns of potential conflicts between the U.S. and China over Taiwan. All of this followed a grand arrival ceremony for Mr. Trump.
There were trumpets, a red carpet, a military honor guard, and flower-waving children. As Chinese President Xi Jinping welcomed President Trump, and they ventured into the Great Hall of the People for talks. Trump began by calling Xi a friend.
You and I have known each other now for a long time. In fact, the longest relationship of our two countries that any president and president has had. And that's, to me, an honor.
But Xi was darker, expressing hope that the U.S. and China can avoid conflict and the trap of a rising power threatening to displace an established one that can lead to war. Thorny issues include the Iran war, trade disputes, and Washington's relationship with Taiwan. I'm Ben Thomas.
The British military says a ship that was anchored off the UAE has been seized, now heading toward Iran. Russia has launched a massive drone and missile attack on Ukraine's capital and other cities just hours after a rare daylight barrage. Today's overnight attack killed one person, injured at least 33 others in Kiev. An Oregon doctor who was on the cruise ship at the center of a hantavirus outbreak has been moved out of a special biocontainment unit in Nebraska. Dr. Stephen Kornfeld was among more than 120 passengers and crew evacuated from the ship, flown to different countries to enter quarantine. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 252 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 58. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Some rain showers still passing through the area from overnight, so a little bit damp as we get underway. Definitely be prepared for that. There's an active fire call in the city over on the west side. Some streets are going to be blocked very close to the split right there where Edmondson Avenue, Franklin Street, Poplar Grove Street, and Longwood Street, they all come together right there on the west side. A lot of those streets are blocked off. There's an active fire call there. We had overnight construction on I-95 northbound that wrapped up about 20 minutes ago in the area at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, and much cooler today. We could see a couple of sprinkles with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
51 degrees in White Marsh and 50 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A carjacking investigation led to a police pursuit that injured three Baltimore police officers. Officers attempted to approach the driver of a carjacked vehicle shortly after 7 p.m. Wednesday night, but the driver took off at a high rate of speed. The Foxtrot helicopter unit tracked the vehicle as it fled and struck several vehicles, including two police vehicles. The suspect crashed into a building in the 1600 block of Booker Court and was arrested as he tried to run from the scene. The three police officers suffered minor injuries, and the 27-year-old suspect was also hurt. Police say the investigation is ongoing. And the Baltimore mayor's office has announced this year's summer youth engagement strategy. Officials say in the mix in 26, it will build on the city's approach from the past three summers to provide opportunities for young people to make the most out of their summer break and stay safe. Summer activities will include teen concerts, midnight basketball, and pool parties. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 072, the pick 4, 2238. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. Those are my guys. Big win for the O's yesterday as Adley Rutschman delivers again.
And a fly ball here to deep right field. Jones. Leaves a good ball, hits his glove, and then hits the top of the wall. It is ruled a home run.
That's a home run.
By the first base umpire, Chris Guccione. Spencer Jones may have turned into too tall Jones there as he knocked that ball over the wall.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Rutschman, sixth of the year, played in two of his three runs driven in on the day. And Kyle Bradish in the bullpen made it stand, throwing a one-hitter. As the Birds shut out the Yanks yesterday at Camden Yards, 7-0 was the final, taking two of three from New York. After the game, manager Albernaz on the Birds' complete team win.
Yeah, I think it's what we're capable of. We've shown it. No, we showed we can play a game like this. And so for our guys, it's just anchoring to it, being consistent with it, and be diligent with our work.
O's injury news. The Birds did indeed place Dylan Beavers on the injured list with an oblique strain. He'll be out at least 10 days. The catcher, Maverick Hanley, was recalled. NFL news. The league releasing its entire international schedule yesterday, highlighted by Steelers-Saints in Week 7. That'll be the first ever game in France. We know about the Ravens and Cowboys, of course. That'll be in Rio Week 3, the first NFL game in Brazil. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's going to be decision time soon for Jordan Westberg. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, May the 14th, 2026. Coming up on the program in this hour, Baltimore County Council passing emergency legislation to pull the plug on Wade Katch's pension plan. The mayor, Mayor Scott, Putting up more roadblocks for the records access to the Inspector General. Wasting taxpayer money and time in doing so. But our top story here today, CIA analyst James Erdman, yesterday testifying under oath as a whistleblower to Congress to outline how the intelligence community had evidence and knowledge about the origin of the CCP virus and how it was created by gain-of-function research, which is weaponizing the virus in a biolab in Wuhan, China, funded by the United States government. According to the testimony, there are elements inside the IC, specifically the CIA, who worked with scientists to cover up the origin of COVID-19 and the fact that the virus was man-made and leaked from a lab. Dr. Anthony Fauci pressured and influenced scientists in the intelligence community to fabricate information and lie about the origin of the virus.
Dr. Fauci's role in the cover-up was intentional. Dr. Fauci influenced the analytical process and findings by leveraging his position to ensure the IC consulted with a conflicted list of curated subject matter experts, public health officials, and scientists. This included some of the authors of the paper, The Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2, and other public health experts who have been in his orbit for the last 20-plus years.
And basically what Fauci did was he pressured the scientists and others within the CIA to conclude this was of natural origin. This was a zoonotic cause. Came from a bat. Came from pangolin, I think it was the animal at the time. We all know that was not the truth. And before Senate testimony with Rand Paul yesterday, it was indeed a lab leak, according to Mr. Erdman.
But your conclusion is that changing from the scientific consensus of it being from a lab to a neutral position by the CIA was significantly influenced by Anthony Fauci?
It was significantly influenced by Anthony Fauci's injecting himself into the IC. And to go to the second part of your question about what happened, particularly during the 90-day study, we have documentation that shows that as of August 12th, the CIA was considering calling this a lab leak, August 12th of 2021. And then that changed on August 17th of 2021.
Right.
And unfortunately, because the CIA would not provide us documentation that we asked for, we have no idea why that changed. And that's...
And they weren't alone, because we know the FBI was coming to the same conclusion that it was lab leak, as well as the FBI.
So what happened here was, instead of entertaining this, and the reason is, I think, pretty obvious now why this was being covered up, why they wanted to blame it on a pangolin or a bat or whatever it was, is because they didn't want any of the U.S. government's fingerprints over any of this. And Fauci was tasked, by whom we don't know, but he was tasked with making sure that China got the blame. And I still think China played a role in all this, obviously. But the CIA should have been looking at whether the lab leak was accidental or intentional, instead of trying to cover up the origin of the virus. So I will have more on the gain of function and how the CIA downplayed this whole thing and retaliated against whistleblowers who wanted to warn the world. 6:13 traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It looks like some rain showers still moving through. Light rain for the most part, but we can see at least around the harbor tunnels and down through that area that the roadways are damp enough that there's even a little bit of a spray from the vehicles as you're traveling locally now through the area. So again, we'll factor that in for the early morning ride. A couple of areas still getting some showers, trying to move away out to the north and east, but right now that will be the concern for the early morning ride. We had a fire call. It's an active fire call, apparently a dwelling fire around Edmondson Avenue, Poplar Grove Street, Longwood Street, Franklin Street. They all come together right there over on the west side before you get out towards the bridge on Edmondson Avenue at Hilton Parkway. So there's going to be some roadways closed, a number of roadways nearby to get around that as a detour route. We've had some slowing with the light rain going into both the harbor tunnels, but nothing major so far. The west side beltway will start to fill in on the outer loop south of Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, breezy, stray showers this morning throughout the day today, mid-60s, overnight temps, upper 40s, here we go again. Tomorrow, sunny, warming up, mid-70s, and then the summer warm-up for the weekend will have highs near 80 Saturday and Sunday. Right now, light rain and 55 in Annapolis, 15 cloudy in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. So there's a new weight loss program from a very old book. It's called The Biblical Diet. It's based on consuming only foods mentioned in the Bible.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was take two tablets and call me in the morning.
Talk about portion control. You need to make 5,000 meals out of five loaves and two fish. You know?
I don't lose weight.
James Chilimagrass is just 18 years of age, but just graduated with the highest honors at Loyola College, University College of Law.
Oh. Dag, 18?
Yeah, 18. Teen lawyer. When have you ever known an 18-year-old to pass a bar, huh? Broadway play is being developed based on the music of Weird Al Yankovic.
Really?
Why? Yeah.
Why?
First song is going to be a tribute to Eric Swalwell. Beat it.
Just beat it.
First Lady Melania Trump not accompanying President Trump on his trip to China. Can you blame her? Would you want to spend 17 hours on the plane with Elon Musk?
Whoa!
He's just so awkward. It might be cool to pick his brain a little bit.
Yeah, to
figure out what he's working
on
next.
But then, it's like, shut up.
Iconic designer Ralph Lauren is creating a line of U.S. postage stamps to commemorate America's 250th birthday. Hmm. What are the odds it's going to be a man on a horse playing polo?
Yeah, right.
Let me think on that.
Yeah. Tucson, Arizona will be the host venue for Team Iran in the upcoming World Cup. They say President Trump says he holds all the cards. Does that mean yellow and red cards? We don't know. We'll find out. Hey, today is National Bond with Your Dog Day. We put a hidden I-Team microphone inside Chuck's house.
May 14th is Bond with Your Dog Day. Looking for a quick way to bond with yours? You can't go wrong with any of these simple but effective dog conversation starters.
Who's a good boy? Sit. Stop humping the sofa. Who wants a treat? Squirrel. What did you just eat?
And of course, National Bond with Your Dog Day. From the same people who brought you Leave Your Cat the Alone Day.
Are you bonding with Henry
like
today?
All of those fit right in with Mr. Henry, I must
say. Yes, I'm sure they do.
Mm-hmm.
I bond with my doggy.
You know, I miss my doggies. Well, but it's been a couple of years now since the last one. The wife is getting the itch. Robin's like, eh. Every time she sees a puppy on Facebook, she goes crazy. Mm-hmm. Look at this, look at this, look at this.
I'll give you Dino.
Yeah.
No, he's a great guard dog.
Yeah, we might need a guard dog. Who knows? Also, today is National Dance Like a Chicken Day. Go ahead, Baggy. Take it away. If only we had video. Maggie Hunter dancing like a chicken.
I'm trying. I forget the steps. You do the little.
Yeah.
Well,
Chuck
not
used to
hammered
dance like
either.
A chicken.
That's when you usually get that at the wedding reception when you're like blotto, and it doesn't matter anyway.
He used to pull it.
Just goes to show you, white people really can't dance.
That's not true.
They can't.
We can't.
You know the Peanuts cartoon when you see all the kids dancing and Charlie Brown's little thing?
Yeah.
That's how white people dance.
Yeah, what is that thing? The one dude's like walking like Frankenstein, but you know, right. On the Christmas one. Yeah.
Gene Kelly could dance.
What's that?
Gene Kelly could dance.
Oh, sure he could.
Yeah. He got paid to do it.
Yeah, he got paid a lot to do it.
Go to a wedding sometime and watch the white people dance.
I tell you, the whole secret is the booze.
Strokes.
Which is more fun, to go to the airport and watch people or go to the weddings and watch white people dance?
I like to do both.
You'd like to do it.
White people receptions.
They have weddings at the airport.
Great entertainment. Yeah, that would be. Kill two birds with one stone.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. We're off and running here on this Thursday morning. You can join us 410-922-6680. Lines are open 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. So now we are learning which
which we had suspected. The U.S. government was funding gain-of-function research. Dr. Ralph Baric, a lot of Fauci cronies, and apparently they were working with the Chinese in the lab over in Wuhan. The only question is, and now, of course, we knew it was a lab leak. Fauci tried to cover it up. Why? What was the role of the U.S. in that lab? And, of course, did the Chinese, quote-unquote, accidentally leak it, or did they intentionally leak it, knowing that they had plausible deniability because the U.S. was involved? And so this was a way to stop Trump and tear down the U.S. economy. I don't know, just a grist for the mill, but more on that coming up from CIA whistleblower James Erdman in a moment. It's 6:20. You're listening to Casey and Company.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:21, 21 minutes after the hour, and again, look, there was a lot of pushback from the CIA yesterday. They're claiming that Mr. Erdman was not a whistleblower, but he had been answering a subpoena that was sent out by the Senate committee, and they put out this statement through the press office that basically was trying to throw water on this whole thing. Senator Ron Johnson got really upset and said that Director Radcliffe and the CIA should apologize to the Senate committee and to Mr. Erdman for trying to trivialize his bombshell testimony, which, by the way, was under oath. This was a man telling the truth under oath. So we'll have more of what he had to say about gain of function, how the CIA downplayed what was happening with the CCP virus. And then they tried to retaliate against the whistleblowers. And again, Radcliffe has got some heavy lifting to do inside the intelligence community and the CIA, as does Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard. And we'll tell you what happened there, as well as Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna has fired off a preservation letter to the CIA after apparently there is some contradiction as to whether documents were seized yesterday or not, but it's getting, and of course, all this happens and President Trump's out of the country. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
A little bit of rain shower activity still moving around, so again, be prepared for that. Some minor buildups now beginning on the Beltway, especially on the west side. Gets busy early for the traffic south from 795 down through Frederick Road. There's a new minor wreck in the city on the east side, right at the split Pulaski Highway at Monument Street. And again, there's an active fire call in the city. It's over on the west side. So if you're traveling Edmondson Avenue, Franklin Street, Poplar Grove Street, Longwood Street on the west side, a number of those streets are blocked off. Local detours underway through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for this Thursday. Mostly cloudy, breezy, stray showers, mid-60s for the high today. Right now it's cloudy, 50 in Pikesville, 48 in Reisterstown. We're talking about this bombshell testimony yesterday by CIA whistleblower James Erdman. Let's hear what he has to say about the gain of function was very dangerous research. This is about weaponizing virus to turn it into a biological weapon. And here's what Erdman had to say about that.
There was no oversight monitoring how this web of relationships influenced research, policy, and public health in any holistic way for over 20 years. In fact, several of the BSEG scientists helped Dr. Fauci rewrite definitions of gain of function in 2015 to lift a funding pause on dangerous research. Still others participated in planning Event 201 in 2019. This was a coronavirus pandemic tabletop exercise curiously similar to the events that played out during the COVID-19 pandemic. And it was attended by Dr. Fauci and individuals with IC ties like former DNI Avril Haines.
Curiously similar to, come on, it was exactly the same. It was exactly the same as Event 201. So what do they think, we're stupid? We can't put two and two together? We can't connect the dots? And the CIA then, they instead of getting to the origin of the virus and whether it was an accidental leak or an intentional leak, they downplayed the whole thing.
Intelligence community leaders and senior analysts downplayed the possibility that the COVID pandemic originated as a result of a lab incident. Motives are difficult to define given the scope of the Diggs review. Intentional or not, the IC's actions resulted in a cover-up, wasted resources, and a failure to properly inform policymakers. Public health policy would have been very different had the American public been made aware that a virus from a lab in China was going to serve as the foundation for an emergency use authorization mRNA products being mandated by the former administration.
6 years later. 6 years later, the truth begins to trickle out. And there was an attempt to stifle that truth, to silence the whistleblowers and intimidate them inside the company.
The analysts that supported the 2023 lab leak conclusion took every administrative measure available to them to address their deep concerns regarding the analytic integrity of their finished intelligence. CIA managers retaliated against them for their refusal to agree with management's middle-of-the-night anonymous rewrite of the analysis, which changed the assessment to a non-call judgment.
And with the knowledge now surrounding the origin, no doubt we knew it was in the lab. It was not this proximal origin theory that Fauci was pushing, the CCP virus. And the knowledge now about the cover-up of the virus triggering event, questions should now turn and be asked into how the U.S. government then influenced the global intelligence networks and military ops to control the consequences. And that's exactly what Tulsi Gabbard's doing right now. Remember, we did the story the other day that she's investing in 140 biolabs, including 40 of them or whatever in Ukraine. So this has got to be looked at. And some might say, well, Sean, maybe we have to study these viruses so we can come up with cures. We can come up with the antidote to a remedy. Okay, we can make that argument. We can have that debate. But who in their right mind thought it would be a good idea to study them and do this in China, where the Chinese Communist Party runs these labs, monitors these labs, operates these labs? These aren't by scientists. Yeah, they do have scientists and doctors, but they answer to the CCP. It's absurd. It was foolish. And then word comes now that there may have been a raid of Tulsi Gabbard's office. The CIA is now denying that they raided the office, but Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna fired off a letter to the CIA asking them to preserve all records of anything they have regarding the CCP virus, MK Ultra, and the JFK assassination files.
So we were actually just notified that the CIA went in and took documents out of ODNI, multiple boxes pertaining to the JFK files as well as MK Ultra. The reason why this is troubling is A, there was an executive order that the president had directed the full declassification of JFK, but then also to the MK Ultra files. The CIA famously has said that, you know, all documents were released and other documents had been destroyed. destroyed. So these are allegedly those documents that apparently never existed. And so very troubling. I did just talk to Chairman Comer, and we are sending in the next hour or so a preservation of documents request to the CIA. I have calls into the White House, to the director of the CIA himself. And so obviously, as this develops, we'll keep everyone up to date. But strange times we're living in.
Yeah, and she went on to say that someone in the CIA is actively undermining an executive order, and they're going to try to figure out who, and punishment is on the way. The CIA is now denying that there was any such raid at the ODNI office. So stay tuned, folks. It's getting interesting in the swamp. Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day. It's at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, Mayor Scott throwing up more roadblocks for the IG, getting access to important financial documents and records. It's 6:30. Let's get some news headlines. Once again, the update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a May 6 murder. Deontay Studevant allegedly shot 21-year-old Damon Walker in the 2900 block of Lakebrook Circle shortly after midnight on May 6th. Walker turned up at a hospital after the shooting, but he died the next day. Police say it was an isolated incident, and Studevant is being held without bail at the county detention center. Aberdeen police have arrested two men in connection with the sexual assault of a juvenile. On May 9th, police saw a minor who appeared to be in distress outside of a motel on Hospitality Way, and an investigation determined the 17-year-old may have been the victim of a violent crime. Police have arrested 24-year-old Giofredo Santos Bernal of Parkville and 27-year-old Miguel Pineda Lopez of Baltimore following a traffic stop, and they are charged with rape, use of a firearm, and other related offenses. A 29-year-old Baltimore man is found guilty in a 2019 shooting at the Alameda that killed a 16-year-old and injured two bystanders. A jury convicted Diamante Teal on charges including first-degree murder, use of a firearm in the commission of a crime of violence, and two counts of first-degree assault. He was also found guilty on four separate charges in the armed robbery of a carryout restaurant. Two other defendants are charged in the Alameda shooting. Getaway driver Philip Morton was convicted in March, and William Stewart is scheduled to stand trial in October. And Baltimore City police say a prisoner who escaped from custody has been recaptured. Brian Myers gave police the slip as he was being treated at a local hospital last Friday, and he was taken into custody and rearrested on Tuesday as he walked along the 900 block of Harlem Avenue. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of our basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue's doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all of their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com to shop these deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted, rigorously tested, and rooted in the belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Just go to res-q.com.
6:31 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The brake lights now on 895 now begin around the Erdman Avenue ramp southbound, so that's beginning the morning delay there. And then 95 is still okay, but we should start to pick up the brake lights around Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street. The roadway is still a bit damp. Some rain showers passing through the area. The west side outer loop now, as you might expect, 795 down through Frederick Road on the Woodlawn side of the county. Report of a tree down on Rolling Road above Security Boulevard. There may be some lanes blocked there. And we just made a check through Annapolis. No problems. Little rain on the west end of the Bay Bridge, but still clear from Route 8 at Stevensville. You're good all the way across towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, and much cooler today. We could see a couple of sprinkles with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 6:35 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville. It's the total game changer. With Trevor Rogers struggling, it's Kyle Bradish now assuming the mantle as the Orioles' ace.
Spin him if you got him. Boy, he is spinning that number two today.
A curveball to end it. Bradish finally has the finishing touch in the fifth.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson along with Big Ben McDonald. Bradish wasn't the fool on the hill yesterday. He was the man on the hill. Six shutout for the Fireballer. One hit, seven strikeouts as the Birds roll over New York. 7-0 the final, taking the series 2-1. It was Bradish's second straight quality start, and that lively curveball was indeed the key.
Earlier on in the year, we kind of got away from it just because the slider's just been historically so good for me. And it's tough not to throw it, but I think they both work well off of each other. And these past two starts, just up in the usage, it's going really good right now. So
at the plate, Adley Rutschman with a two-run shot that broke it open, but Blaze Alexander broke out as well. Three hits, including some small ball.
My first at bat, Brady kind of looked at me and said, "Hey, give a look, man." I practice bunting, you know, I'm a good bunter. Like, he's playing back like that, like, that's a hit all day. And, man, got that bunt down, kind of got rolling from there.
Talking about Brady North, the Birds' assistant hitting coach. The Birds are off today, begin a three-game set in D.C. tomorrow night against the Nationals. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking for Orioles third baseman Jordan Westberg. Westy received a platelet-rich plasma injection in February after partially tearing the UCL ligament in his right elbow, but hasn't thrown now in at least 10 days. He met the renowned Dr. Neil Trache in L.A. on Monday. If he opts for surgery, he'd be out for the year. NFL news, the league releasing more bits and pieces of its schedule yesterday with the announcement that Steelers-Saints will be the league's first foray into France, and now we have our first ever Thanksgiving Eve game. That's not Thursday Thanksgiving night, that's Wednesday Thanksgiving Day Eve. It'll be the Packers and Rams in Los Angeles, 8 p.m. on Netflix. NBA playoffs last night, Cavaliers take a 3-2 lead on the Pistons with a 117-113 overtime win in Detroit. James Harden had 30 points. And in the Stanley Cup playoffs, how about this? A comeback for the ages last night in Colorado.
Quickly ahead into the Minnesota side. It's Natchez. Natchez. Score! Score! Pulak wins it. The Avalanche move on.
Kenny Albert with the call on TNT. Brent Kulak with the game winner as the Avalanche overcome a 3-0 deficit and beat the Wild last night in overtime. 4-3 was the final. The time now is 6:37 when we return. Netflix going all in on the NFL.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen.
Oh, yeah!
Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, yorktownsocial.com.
So despite the fact that President Trump has come out with this, statement that, games are becoming more expensive now for people to watch, they got to get all these streaming subscriptions and services.
Yeah, he said the NFL was going to kill the golden goose.
Exactly. And they may. Who knows? But anyway, Netflix and the NFL and Amazon Prime, they're undeterred. Netflix is signing a 9-game package now with the NFL. So, you know, and these are all big primetime games. It's the Thanksgiving Eve game. It's the Christmas Day doubleheader, et cetera, et cetera. And not only that, but they've come up, I don't know if you've watched this or not, the documentary they have called Quarterback.
No.
It's produced by Omaha Productions, which is Peyton Manning's outfit.
Okay.
So season three is coming up, and two of the quarterbacks they're highlighting, Jaden Daniels, trying to come back from last year's debacle,
right,
and Joe Flacco in his 42-year-old Joe Flacco. And so it brings up another question, though. You think Joe Flacco is a Hall of Famer after it's all said and done?
You know, he did win a Super Bowl.
He did. He's got over 40,000 passing yards.
Yeah, he might be. He might be based on his longevity alone, but I don't think people look at Flacco and say that's a Hall of Fame career, but he's got staying power.
Right. So if you look at the body of work, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe.
But at the same time, though, is he not the guy who maybe hung around too long?
He's still playing at a high level.
But he's played for 17.
I know. But, you know, it might be a indictment of the league, the rest of the quarterbacks in the league or whatever.
Maybe.
Our teams.
Anyway.
But here's the thing. Has the NFL ever played every day of the week? Ever? Because now, Thanksgiving week, we're going to have a game on Monday.
Right.
Wednesday. Thursday, there'll be, what, three games?
Right.
Sunday, I don't know if it's a Saturday game, then again Sunday, so I don't know if they've ever played on every week, but it's heading in that direction to accommodate all these streaming services.
Correct. So they've played every day of the week in general.
In general.
Because they play Tuesday night as right. well, remember, during COVID.
Yes.
But no, they won't play every night of that week in particular. But you know what? That would be interesting, though.
It would
be. I'll bet you that's the next frontier for the NFL.
Every week.
No, but there
might be one.
Right,
based,
around the holiday time.
Around somewhere. The holidays and as you get closer to playoff and stuff. So we'll see.
It's a juggernaut.
It's going to be expensive, too. Mm. Thanks, Gary. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. The ongoing battle and feud between Mayor Scott and Inspector General Isabel Cumming continues. With the mayor now throwing up even more roadblocks. And again, if you're not familiar with the story or you don't remember the details of the story, Isabel Cumming had subpoenaed documents regarding the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement and the Sidestep program. Look, I think Safe Streets and Sidestep are both ripe with fraud and make work and so on and so forth. And they've done this intentionally. You can't find the identity of Safe Streets workers because they're managed by a private charitable firms. What Life Bridge and the Catholic Charities or whatever. So we can't get the identities of these, some of these who are felons that have been hired. Sidestep is even worse. That's a diversion program for youth, which I think is, who knows what they're being used for. But the mayor says he's ready to talk with the Inspector General.
I'm here today to talk about oversight in Baltimore City government. Unfortunately, they have not been willing to have that conversation. But Baltimore needs clarity.
Yeah, and of course, we're not going to get it from Mayor Brandon Scott, that's for sure, as he reminds us that no one's above the law.
No one is above oversight.
Yeah, no one's above oversight. Well, that includes you, Mr. Mayor, and yet you have repeatedly thrown up obstacles, roadblocks, hurdles, redacted documents. I mean, it's ridiculous that the Inspector General can't get her hands on the documents that heretofore she's been able to get on a regular basis. So what changed? Well, what's changing now is the mayor wants to bring in an outside firm, waste taxpayer dollars, and bring in an outside firm, which will only delay this whole process even more, and that's exactly the intent.
We need someone neutral to restore trust with residents and finally close the book on this investigation.
Then he claims he is following the law by doing this over some, not even a legal opinion from the Attorney General's office. It was just a legal advice letter on the interpretation of the statute of the Inspector General. And now that's being fought out in the courts.
We follow the law. If folks don't think we should follow the law and we should break the law for certain people, that's on them.
Well, the law is that you just received a subpoena. And the Inspector General does have subpoena power. You should comply with the law. Steps can be taken to protect the identities and the privacy of those that you're worried about protecting with withholding that subpoena. But here we go. Here's the question. What is Mayor Scott hiding? Okay, I think we all know what it's about. It's about Monzi, maybe about Safe Streets, certainly about Sidesteps. But what is the mayor hiding? And, again, does he actually think he's going to get away with it? Maybe with the courts in this state, in this city? Possible. It's possible. You just don't know. But obviously he is fighting tooth and nail. He's digging in as hard as he can to make sure Isabel Cumming does not get a hold of those records and the rest of the public can't see them. Why? 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Both the tunnels now about 15-minute delays and building southbound. 895 is back to the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 is slowing before the bridge at Eastern Avenue. Everybody's moving. All four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Both the southbound lanes are open going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. JFX, you're clear. The road a little damp from the rain overnight, so always watch your speed there. Morning buildups on the Beltway, the usual areas. Hartford Road on the northeast side. 795 coming down the west side. If you're traveling on the west side in Baltimore County, Woodlawn area, tree down, and I'm not sure if all the lanes are blocked, but the word is that Rolling Road is affected between Windsor Mill Road and the intersection at Security Boulevard. So that local traffic there up around Dogwood Road through there, heads up for that. Fire call in the city. Some streets still blocked off around Edmondson Avenue at Poplar Grove Street. And then the minor wreck about 25 minutes ago in the city, Pulaski Highway at Monument Street over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for Thursday. Mostly cloudy, breezy, stray showers hanging around today. Mid-60s overnight temps, upper 40s, and then the big warm-up begins. Sunny tomorrow, mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. It'll be a summer-like weekend, highs in near 80 degrees. Right now, 52 and cloudy in Severn, and it's 53 in downtown Baltimore. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I gotta barbecue your ass, the molasses.
My man.
That's my real father.
All-time favorite. Are you a fan of Nutella? Hazelnut spread?
It's okay.
You okay?
It's okay. I don't go out of my way to get it. I won't cry if I don't see it in the store type of thing. But
right. Do you have some in your house?
No.
Okay. So when have you had it?
This was years ago.
Okay.
Actually, somebody here, an employee here, introduced me to Nutella. Had it on toast.
But now, if you are a fan of the spread, you can now get it in ice cream form.
I can deal with that.
Yeah. So they've made this is from actual Nutella spread. Has been in a 14-ounce tub, cost you about $4.36. Single-serve cones sold in four packs for about $5.47. So if you like it, you can now get it in ice cream form.
Right.
Papa John's is finally bottling their legendary garlic sauce.
Whoops, I keep the... Oh, excuse wow. Me. Excuse huh? you. Sorry about that garlic. See, I told you not to eat. No, I can deal with that, too. That's where I always go for those.
They have that little container that you dip your pizza in.
Yeah.
But now it comes in, you can buy it in the store, big bottle of it. So you'll never run out of Papa John's garlic sauce. On your armpits.
Some people here, I think they already do. I took that idea.
All you can eat boneless wings, riblets, and double crunch shrimp are back at Applebee's for just $15.99.
Okay.
Good stuff.
That's good.
You wonder how many, though, and what does it come with, if at all?
Yeah. Well, boneless wings comes with either plain or tossed in one of six sauces. Classic buffalo honey barbecue, sweet Asian chili, garlic parmesan, extra hot buffalo, and hot honey glaze. That's one of Chuck's favorites.
Yeah, I know her.
Years ago on the block.
You dated her for a while.
Yeah, I did. Just one night.
In Irvington.
Do you like Dreamsicles?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's the orange sherbet with vanilla ice cream. Okay. Mm-hmm. And now Krispy Kreme is serving up their new Orange Dreamsicle Original Glazed Donut.
Ooh.
I don't know if that goes together.
Really?
Well,
Dreamsicle Donut? You would try it, right?
I would try it.
It's available now. It's a brief run now through Sunday at participating U.S. locations. Again, the new glaze featuring a smooth vanilla finish wrapped in bright citrus flavor. And again, you can get original Orange Dreamsicle glazed donut for $5 with a purchase of any dozen at regular price.
That's good.
And try it. Miller Lite kicking off a summer of soccer with a limited edition Miller Time MVP match ball. It's a classic soccer ball, but it's inside is what matters. The ball holds 12 beers.
Hey, that's cool.
That looks like something you might like, Maggie.
Absolutely. That is
trying
that
thing around her neck. What are you talking about?
It might drag her down a little bit.
Only come in when you ring the bell for dinner.
That's where she's going to end up anyway.
I'll go out and graze with it. That's fine.
It's like Maggie's version of a ball and chain.
No, he's at work.
Yes, he's at work.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple.
All right.
6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We're talking about Mayor Scott and why he is so adamant in not wanting to comply with Isabel Cumming, the Inspector General in Baltimore City, again, comply with her subpoena. And so that just is, the more he fights, the more he obfuscates and obstructs, it does not pass the smell test. I mean, again, this idea that he's protecting, records or privacy records of state or city employees, whatever the case may be, it just doesn't add up. Because she's had access to records like this before, and then all of a sudden, in the last 3 or 4 months when this battle began, he's got this worried look on his face, and now he's saying, "We follow the law. No one is above oversight." Well, again, then prove it. And look, there's ways that you can, you talk about redactions. If there's an employee's name in there that shouldn't be seen, you can redact that name. But the papers, the documents, I'm sure you've seen it on television. We've discussed it here with Mackenzie Frost. She'll join us a little bit later on, in the show this morning. Again, large portion, it was like most of the documents were redacted. And just a few words on each page. It's ridiculous. No one can do their job. She can't investigate. The taxpayers authorized her to look in to the city, to the mayor's office, to the city council, and other city agencies to get to the bottom of the truth and to make sure taxpayers' money is not being fraudulently spent or wasted, or perhaps maybe even there's criminal activity going on in some of these agencies, and that needs to be rooted out as well. All right, 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. My good friends, Mayor and Mayor, that run Town Appliance and Rice, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills, they've got this showroom. It's incredible. They've got, you can see all these incredible brands of appliances, kitchen upgrades, etc., on display, over 70 different brands, again, like Bosch and Sub-Zero and high-end brands, of course. And if you're on a budget, they've got them for you as well. So no matter what your budget, no matter what your taste, you can go and see it, and you can check out all the features and gadgetry on the modern-day technology on these appliances. So whatever you're in the market for, head over to Town Appliance. They've got 5-star customer service and, obviously, competitive price match. And they want you as a customer for life. Make sure you tell them I told you to stop by at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman. On behalf of the law offices of Michael Friedman, the personal injury firm that specializes in auto accidents. Combining modern technology, such as a phone app and a comprehensive interactive website, with old-school service such as returning phone calls and always having a live voice on the other end, result in successful representation. For a free consultation, call 410-363-6848 or email us directly from maflaw.com. The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
AM 680 WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
We are watching how basic civil liberties are being trampled on. And so when I think about the legacy of this president and this vice president, honestly, I do not think history is going to remember them very well.
What? Are you crazy?
You're out of touch. I'm out.
6:52, 8 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here with KC and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. Coming up at the top of the hour, 6 non-citizens on the Department of Homeland Security worst of the worst list to be apprehended and deported, actually voted. We'll tell you where that happened and how it happened, because the left, the Democrats say, nah, This never happens. Well, it has happened. And that idiot John Thune in the United States Senate has been fighting the Save America Act. Won't schedule a vote. Won't get rid of the filibuster. We need that desperately for election integrity. 6:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Slowing on the BW Parkway now in the area 197. There's some heavy traffic north coming up from Powder Mill Road. Typical ride southbound as you're moving down from 100 towards Route 32 and eventually down to 175. Capitol Beltway is already slow on the outer loop from New Hampshire Avenue to the Mormon Temple. All the lanes are open. The inner loop through Prince George's County is clear. And actually now we're getting some sunshine on the Capitol Beltway at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. That's drying out the roadways from the rain overnight. Typical ride locally on the Beltway. We're about 15-minute delays and building with the heavy traffic south now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be mostly cloudy, breezy today. A chance of some stray showers throughout the day today. And we're looking at mid-60s and then upper 40s for the low tonight. And then we start the big warm-up on Friday and for the weekend. Sunny tomorrow, 76. And then warming up Saturday and Sunday to near 80 degrees. Right now, 56. Some light rain in Stevensville. 53 in Glen Burnie. You have been following along. You know that we've been following the Baltimore County Council situation. With the Golden Parachute deal, if you don't remember that, this was Councilman Wade Catch, who used to serve in the House of Delegates. Back in 2024, Catch proposed a bill to the council to tie council pensions to future salaries for council members, and that legislation passed. And, of course, that blew up as we were covering it here. A lot of folks thought they were voting themselves a hefty pension, a sort of guaranteed golden parachute. So in March, the Baltimore County Council unanimously repealed that legislation. And it had come under withering criticism, as we just said, as they are voting themselves this kind of golden parachute, since future council salaries are expected to increase based on a charter referendum vote that passed in Baltimore County. However, here's the asterisk on this deal. The repeal did not take effect for 45 days, which was this past Monday. Last week, the author of the bill, Wade Catch, suddenly resigned, citing health reasons. Now, we know he's had some health issues for years, but all of a sudden, with just days to spare, he decides to resign. And now it looks like that's a loophole that he would qualify for this golden parachute. My, oh, my. What a coincidence, huh? You think? I mean, you talk about double dealing. It's just incredible. So we now have Councilman Chairman Mike Ertel saying that, quote, people have pointed out like there's a loophole here, and we wanted to be very clear that we're acting immediately on it. You're right, there is a loophole, but we're going to close that loophole. So on Tuesday, the council put in a motion for emergency legislation to keep Wade Catch from collecting on his golden parachute. He submitted his resignation last week, which would be effective May 7th at 11:59 p.m. That's the last possible moment before the repeal takes place, and no one would be able to qualify for the golden parachute pension. These guys are so obvious. They're so blatant. When it comes to this, they really are transparent. You can read them like a book. Ertel says he may not have realized that. He may have. Either way, we're taking away that possibility. You could have a pension increase every time there's a salary increase. Well, guess what? I'm going to predict Wade Catch is going to fight that legally. So this is going to be caught up in the courts now. And this is what happens. You've got double dealing, self-dealing, pay-to-play, developer-run county councilman. And it says it's just sad what's happening to the Baltimore County Council. You got Todd Crandall, who has left his seat. He's got substance abuse issues. Wade Catch having some health issues. And he's had health issues for a while. In fact, he was supposed to resign much, much earlier. But he hung on. And hung on to the last possible minute so he could qualify for this pension. I just think it's time for fresh blood on the Baltimore County Council. And I think that what the Baltimore Republican Central Committee should do, the Baltimore County Republican Central Committee, is that they should immediately appoint Delegate Nino Mangione to the Baltimore County Council. He's, I think, the most qualified. He's been in the House of Delegates for 8 years. He's clearly signaled that he is interested in becoming a Baltimore County Councilman. In fact, he is running for the County Council in District 5. So I do think that he would be, I don't know how much, how long he would serve. What, maybe the primary is June 23rd. So it's crazy. But you need to have, you know, some representation on the Baltimore County Council, and hopefully they will come to their senses. But who knows? These committees, these central Republican committees, are just, it really is a 50-50 roll of the dice. All right, coming up at 6:59, and you're listening to KCN Company, and we're going to talk about the six non-citizens on the DHS worst of the worst list vote. The city has some juvenile concerns. We're going to hear from law enforcement, both the commissioner of the BPD and the Baltimore City Sheriff weighing in on that. And the mayor's got a new summer strategy that because it has like echoes of ideas of the past, but we'll talk about that coming up as well. Mackenzie Frost joins us right after the 8:30 news as she goes in-depth tonight at 5:30. The president is in China, the latest on that. And, of course, our MAGA update. And, of course, we'll hear from J.D. Vance, who is now the fraud czar, and he is going to make an announcement over California. He's going to have some money deferred, or deterred, I should say, from the Medicare program because of their obvious fraud. It's 7 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Following the first meeting of their summit, it ran a couple of hours. President Trump and Chinese President Xi are now attending a state dinner in Beijing. Earlier, his Chinese hosts rolled out the red carpet for Mr. Trump.
The two leaders inspected lines of troops outside the Great Hall of the People. Inside the hall, Mr. Xi said the world was watching and stressed that stable relations between the two sides was beneficial to all. Donald Trump wants China to buy more American goods, and he'll likely ask for President Xi's help to put pressure on Iran to end the war. China will want lower trade tariffs and may even push the U.S. to end arms sales to Taiwan.
The BBC's Laura Bicker. President Trump has warm words for his Chinese counterpart.
You and I have known each other now for a long time. In fact, the longest relationship of our two countries that any president and president has had. And it's to me an honor.
The White House says the two leaders discussed enhancing economic cooperation, agreed that the Strait of Hormuz must stay open, and agreed that Iran should never get a nuclear weapon. Mr. Trump has invited Xi for a September 24th visit to the White House. Britain's military reports the seizure of a ship that had been anchored off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. There's no word on who commandeered the vessel, but it is sailing in the direction of Iran. The Russia-Ukraine ceasefire was short-lived. Massive Russian drone and missile attack on Ukraine has demolished an apartment block in Kiev, killing four and wounding 33 people. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up just over 300 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 59 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time.
Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We had a stoppage temporarily inside the Old Harbor Tunnel. There was a broken down vehicle. Wasn't there long, and it just added to the backup, which is already there. So 895 now, you're backed up beyond the Urban Avenue ramp, and it's a good 15 to 20 minute delay southbound. And 95 now towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's going to back up towards Moravia Road. And again, we're in the 20-minute range on the southbound side. Pretty typical ride on the Beltway locally. JFX is still clear. You're okay right now from Ruxton Road. The sun is coming out now, drying the roadways from the rain overnight. So JFX is fine from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, and much cooler today. We could see a couple of sprinkles with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 50 degrees in Owings Mills and 54 in Pasadena at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The city of Annapolis will be enacting a special traffic and parking plan in Eastport for next week's Blue Angels show. The changes being made to keep the peninsula from being at a traffic standstill after the Blue Angels practice and perform over the Severn River on Tuesday and Wednesday. Those planning to watch the show from the Eastport side can expect parking to be more limited than usual, and there will be a few detours designed to help keep things moving. Full details are posted on the City of Annapolis social media sites. And a carjacking investigation led to a police pursuit that injured three Baltimore police officers. Officers attempted to approach the driver of a carjacked vehicle shortly after 7 p.m. Wednesday night, but the driver took off at a high rate of speed. The Foxtrot helicopter unit tracked the vehicle as it fled and struck several vehicles, including two police vehicles. The suspect crashed into a building in the 1600 block of Booker Court and was arrested as he tried to run from the scene. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 072. The pick 4, 2238. It's 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And Sports at 7:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up. That's from the Comfort Guys, my guys. O's mixed some small ball with some long ball yesterday at Camden Yards in a 7-0 win over the Yanks, the Birds' first shutout of the year. Small ball in the form of a bunt single and a two-run single from Blaze Alexander. Long ball in the form of Adley Rutschman.
Fly ball here to deep right field. Jones. And it's a good ball. Hits his glove and then hits the top of the wall. It is ruled a home run.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Adley, sixth of the year. And his batting average stands at .291 on the season. 71 points higher from where it ended a year ago. After the game, manager Albernaz on the team's diverse attack.
We're just trying to touch home plate more than the other team every single night. Man, it doesn't matter how we do it.
and we have the ability to be a diverse offense.
Meanwhile, count at least two former NFL players as not fans of the league's international schedule, which was announced in full yesterday. NFL analyst J.J. Watt writing on X, quote, international game slate is nearing the realm of traveling circus as opposed to occasional showcase. And former Ravens linebacker Kyle Van Noy responded to that, saying, quote, it's all they care about, in my opinion, because international is the biggest growth, which means only one thing, money, money, money. A lot of truth in all of that. Coming up in 30 minutes, a three-time Super Bowl winning quarterback weighs in on Lamar. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Where you can reach us at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, the governor with the campaign switch. Can you believe there's an exhibit to the Capitol Beltway snipers? And Maryland now trying to match $85 million for the Preakness rights. The city has some juvenile thug concerns. We'll hear from the sheriff and the BPD commissioner. Top story here today, the left, the media, the Democrats, and others tell us that illegal alien voting, non-citizen voting, it just doesn't happen. Well, Patty McMurray, who is featured a lot at Gateway Pundit, has done an excellent job in an expose of what's happening in Michigan, her home state, where the corrupt Secretary of State in Michigan, that is Jocelyn Benson, she runs the elections there. There are all sorts of examples of non-citizens voting. In fact, in October of 2024, a Chinese student at the University of Michigan returned to an early voting location where he had just illegally voted to retrieve his ballot after his roommate informed him he had committed a crime by voting in an election because he is not a U.S. citizen. Because he self-reported his crime, the student was caught, charged with voting illegally. When it came time for him to appear in court, the student had already fled back to China. So his illegal vote counted, and it canceled out a vote cast by a U.S. citizen. That is a stolen vote. In the end, there's no accountability for his criminal actions. But wait, there is more. So there are at least six criminal non-U.S. citizens and illegal aliens who are on the DHS worst of the worst list, while also being on another list. That's the list of registered voters in Michigan. All but one of the men illegally registered to vote in Michigan have been deported for almost 1 year, but for some reason they remain on Michigan's corrupt voter rolls as active registered voters. Here's just a few of them. Meet Indra Gurung, a criminal illegal alien, prior conviction, stalking, aggravated stalking, domestic violence, DUI. He was recently deported back to his country of origin, Bhutan. On March 15, 2017, Gurung registered to vote, and he went on to vote, actually vote, cast a vote during Benson's first term. Despite not being an American citizen, he voted in two elections. Meet Hua Kong Lor, a Laotian. He is a heinous criminal illegal alien, a gangbanger, pedophile, and a drug trafficker. He is listed as an active registered voter in Michigan. He was registered to vote August of 2018, during Benson's first term, and we find out that he actually did cast a vote. Oh, by the way, his wife is a Michigan Democrat State Representative, Mao Zhang. She is part, wait for it, of the Michigan House Election Integrity Committee. Meet Afshin Mishali, a green card holder, and rapist from Iran. He's on the DHS worst of the worst list. He was arrested February of 2003 for first-degree criminal sexual assault, sentenced to 2.5 to 50 years, and then resentenced to 5.5 to 25 years. He was released from jail, of course, but there's no record of when. Afshin Mashaeli, arrested again June of 2025 by ICE while living in Michigan, where he was registered to vote. Not only is Afshin illegally registered to vote, he is a regular voter. Mashaeli voted in at least three federal elections in Michigan. Green card holders are not U.S. citizens, by the way. He voted in person in 2016, by absentee ballot in 2020, again in the 2024 general election. And look, the list goes on and on and on. This is happening all across our country. This is why we need the Save America Act. And John Thune and the rest of the rhino swamp donkeys in the Republican Party in Washington continue to fight against it. And President Trump, again, I just think it's time to hold these people's feet to the fire. 7:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Two of my golf buddies are having breakfast at the Double T in Perry Hall. So if you see a Florida tag on an Explorer sitting there, that's them. You can ask them to get a cup of coffee on my behalf.
Was that? Are you paying for it?
I will sponsor it, yes.
You'll sponsor it? What does that mean, you'll sponsor it?
That means I'm not paying for it.
That's what I thought.
They were listening to us, and they wanted to know why you were calling me Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Well, that's good. It's a wrestling term.
It is. That's what I told them. Yeah, exactly. I said, in my former years, I was a WWF wrestler.
The only thing I've ever seen you wrestle is the Whip the Bill.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Casey, moving on now. You can be quiet for 45 seconds, or maybe a little more this time. Gridlock. Ooh, here's a bad wreck. Westbound 50 coming out of Annapolis trying to get over to the Capitol Beltway. This wreck is about 2 miles before the Capitol Beltway. Here comes a state highway truck. Here comes a medic unit in the backup, and I'm talking to you right here. 1, 2, 3, 4 lanes totally stopped on the westbound side of Route 50. One report said one lane was getting by. Where it is, I don't see it. And this is a big backup for the traffic coming over eventually from 301 Route 3 and getting to the Capitol Beltway on the westbound side of Route 450. That's a big problem there in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, breezy, chance of showers throughout the morning, mid-60s for the high today. Things get better, start warming up tomorrow, all the way through Sunday, more summer-like weather. Right now, cloudy, 53 in Dundalk, 50 in Forest Hill. Time for a MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump, as he arrived in Beijing and they rolled out the red carpet for Air Force One, and of course, drew a lot of flag-waving Chinese students, young kids. Everywhere he goes, the president is being given the red carpet treatment. And red carpet, so he shook hands with Chinese President Xi Jinping ahead of their bilateral meeting. There'll be a state dinner a little bit later on. Of course, no exact word yet on anything on a readout of what's happening, although some outlets reporting that Xi Jinping warned the president that there could be a clash over Taiwan, whatever that might mean. But that is, I don't know if that reporting is accurate or not. We'll wait to hear from the president himself as to what they discussed and what came out of this bilateral meeting, at least the first one.
It was quite a scene yesterday. It's very cool to watch. And look, Trump, wherever he goes, whether he's in China or somewhere else in Asia or the Middle East, he gets these, you know, I mean, sure, when a head of state comes, you know, you do a little ceremony, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think he's just king of the United States. I think he's king of the world. That's the kind of reception that he gets everywhere. And not that, you know, obviously he should go in being wary of the Chinese, but to watch the enthusiasm and the reception, it was very cool.
Well, he does command and demand respect. I remember when Obama visited China. He had to use the little stairs. Do you remember that? Air Force One, they had the little stairs on the back of the plane, and that's only like 6 or 8 steps versus the big, you know, the lift and lock, whatever they call that, the big set of stairs, because they actually rolled out the red carpet at the bottom of the big set of stairs. So Obama used the little stairs. Trump uses the big boy stairs. kind of says
draw your own conclusions. But anyway, I think it shows he has a lot more power than maybe the libs think here in this country. So interesting to see how he's received in other countries.
Vice President Vance, he is the fraud czar, delivering a stern lecture to the state of California. They're deferring billions of dollars in Medicare reimbursements because of fraud.
First, we're announcing that the federal government is deferring $1.3 billion in Medicaid reimbursements from the state of California. And the simple reason is because the state of California has not taken fraud very seriously.
And then, of course, remember the other day, yesterday we played the clip of President Trump saying that the Vance Rubio ticket would be a perfect ticket in 2028. Vice President Vance responded to that from a reporter.
I've answered this question probably in any number of ways. I love Marco. I think he's a great Secretary of State. He's become a very, very dear friend. But I think both of us are very much focused on accomplishing the American people's business right now. If I was the American people, there are few things that I would hate more than a person who's barely been in one office for a year and a half, who's angling for a job 2.5 years down the road. Let's do a good job now. We are. We just got to keep at it.
All right, that was an effective dodge.
That was the perfect response from a polished politician. But and I want to amend my answer from yesterday on this. I think I'm really more Trump 2028. Well, I know I am, but I don't know if that can happen. But I'm hopeful. Third term of Trump.
I think
it's my real choice.
Constitutional change there. Rough week for Senator Van Hollen. First, he had Kash Patel accusing him of slinging margaritas with a rapist, an MS-13 Maryland man. And then Scott Bessent took him down the other day in the Senate, as well.
Hollen. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
No more.
Mr. Secretary, I think you would agree that the credibility of the Secretary of the Treasury is important. And I want to give you a chance to retract a statement that you made on national TV. Alex Pretty was shot 10 times and killed by federal agents in Minneapolis. The administration, some in the administration, called him a, quote, domestic terrorist. You suggested that Alex Pretty was culpable in his own killing because he had a gun in his waistband holster, which he was licensed to carry. When asked, you said, quote, I'm sorry this gentleman is dead, but, and you went on to say he had a weapon, suggesting that he was culpable in his own killing. So, Mr. Secretary, today, would you like to retract that statement?
I would not. And would you like to express remorse over the death of Ashley Babbitt here in the Capitol?
Ooh. Oh, I have expressed remorse over that. So I've done that, Mr. And Secretary. I have other questions, but I actually would have expected you to take this opportunity to rephrase your response to that question. So you think the fact that he legally had a gun justified his killing?
I didn't say that at all.
You said, do you think he was culpable, partly to blame in his own killing because he had a gun?
I did not say that.
I'm asking you a question now. Do you believe he was in any way culpable for his own killing because he legally carried a gun?
Again, this is an FSOC hearing.
Yeah.
So,
but you're the Secretary of the Treasury.
Why don't we talk about financial stability and oversight?
I'm happy to, Mr. Secretary, but your credibility is important. And in that response, you really, I think, let down the country.
What?
Because we expect honesty after that kind of terrible tragedy. Let me ask you.
That's ironic, the word honesty coming out of Senator Van Hollen's mouth. Again, I would like to see proof that he expressed remorse for the murder of Ashley Babbitt, either in writing or in audio. I don't recall it. No, exactly. Okay. So,
Real quick, back to J.D. Vance on the Medicare fraud press conference he had yesterday, which was quite interesting. I listened to it. But he also gave Maryland several times as an example of a blue state that is cooperating and trying to crack down on Medicare fraud. I don't know about that. I mean, I guess that'd be good to know if it's true, but I don't know who he's working with. But he said it. He mentioned it several times in the press conference.
I thought Maryland was one of the states that was withholding records.
Maybe those were
voter records, not fraud records.
Maybe.
Okay.
But I don't know.
All right, finally, Senate has confirmed Kevin Warsh as the Fed chairman, and he will replace Jerome Powell. 54-45 vote. John Fetterman crossing the aisle, the only Democrat to vote for Kevin Warsh. And that's the way it was 480 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up, more of your calls and comments, and much more here on Casey & Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Kim Klasick here. What a night out that feels special. Oak and Olive at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is highly recommended. I recommend this place as it absolutely is beautiful and the space is elegant. The food is outstanding and is perfect for a date night. Enjoy scallop ravioli, Rosetta Farms ribeye, or fresh whole fish, all with the Mediterranean touch. They are open from 4 to 11 p.m. inside Yorktown Plaza. Check out their website at yorktownsocial.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:23, time of traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
Now, that's a big wreck in Prince George's County, westbound 50 approaching the Capitol Beltway. In that area, they had most of the lanes blocked. See a little traffic moving now, so they may be sorting things out. That wreck was about a mile or so, maybe 2 miles east of the Capitol Beltway for the traffic heading west on 50 through there. I'm looking for a wreck reported here on the west side Beltway. It looks to be on the inner loop right before the ramp at 795. I see some flashing lights there. Just arrived. They're blocking the left-hand lane, and the outer loop is looking at it. So we're going to have a delay coming down from Reisterstown Road. The ramp from 795 will be slow. If you're coming up from Liberty Road, you're now going to have to be in the center and the right lane with the fire department there on the left-hand side on the inner loop northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, chance of stray showers today. We got some early morning rain here, of course, mid-60s for the high, and then things warm up beginning tomorrow. Sunny mid-70s, and then Saturday and Sunday highs will be near 80 degrees. And right now we're looking at cloudy, 52 in Millersville, 52 in Middle River. Mark is in Upper Cove. Good morning, Mark. Mark could not hang or fell out of the cell. Thanks for the call anyway. Appreciate that. So we're talking about the, obviously, this is just tip of the iceberg type stuff. The six worst of the worst in Michigan registered to vote actually did vote in federal elections. No, only American citizens. Only U.S. citizens. Not green card holders, not illegal aliens, not student visa holders. Anybody, even though you might have documentation, only U.S. citizens can vote in federal U.S. elections. And what happens here is, I don't know what the exact number is, but that's only six or seven that we have documented in Michigan. And I don't care whether it's, you know, six or seven total, or six or 700, or six or 7,000. Every one of those illegal votes cancels a valid vote. That's the reason why we need to clean up our elections, have election integrity. And that's the reason why we need the Save America Act and the swamp donkey GOP establishment led by Thune and much of the Senate GOP leadership are blocking it intentionally. Mitch McConnell is one of those. And others, even though President Trump came to Mitch McConnell's defense the other day when some aide was whispering sweet nothings in his ear, confusing him. The other thing that you need to know about is that for years, the left and others have been targeting AM radio, specifically news talk radio, because the majority of the formats happen to lean center-right. That's just the way it is. They've tried a leftist network called Air America. That failed. They've got their own leftist network in public radio, NPR, and the rest of it. That's okay, but they seem to continue to come after news talk and specifically AM radio. President Trump now is weighed in on the fight, and he's and now, of course, a lot of modern car makers are trying to remove AM radios from your vehicles. And this month, President Trump has aggressively probed biases in news aggregators' article curation and enforced equal time rules to ensure every American voice is heard. But this is a free speech fight that President Trump recently said. This is a very big deal. And he says his administration is going to do something about it. And as usual, the president is right. Millions of Americans depend on AM radio to receive news, opinion, and viewpoints that you don't get anywhere else. Not just for news and talk radio, but it comes across all political, ethnic, and economic demographics. Farmers and their trade associations have told Congress they depend on AM radio for weather reports, crop prices, emergency alerts. Civil rights organizations said their members rely on AM to get their breaking news. Churches use AM radio to carry services, expand their ministries. Most importantly, emergency management professionals have said AM is a critical public safety device as it stays operational during extreme weather events or other emergencies when other communications devices are prone to outages. And yet many automakers are ripping AM radios out of the car. Why? Well, not so much as a political bias, but it's all about collecting your data. In fact, they want to replace it with closed infotainment systems. It's not about helping their customers, it's about making more money off of them. According to Wired magazine, they tested 10 of the most popular cars in America, analyzed their data collection practices. The result, modern cars can generate up to 25 gigs of data per hour. They want to collect as much of your data as they can with these closed infotainment systems. So you need to know that, and you need to know that you should contact your members of Congress and support the president. And we have 11 attorneys general, led by Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, urging that AM radio be protected. It's also why Senators Cruz, Markey, and others have the bipartisan AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. You hate to have legislation to mandate it, but at this point, it's gotten to be a dangerous reality that they could make AM radio vanish in your vehicle in the near future. And that would be, I think, devastating to not only listeners, but to people that rely on, whether it's news, opinion, I don't care whether it's leftward or rightward. But again, this has been, they've always tried to kill off radio. First it was going to be FM, then it was going to be television, then it was going to be the internet. Well, we're still here, we're still thriving, we're still flourishing. And the point is, they want to make sure that they kill us off for good if they take us out of the car, where we are the most dominant part of a person's day is in-car listening. At-home listening has suffered, I will admit, over the years. But in-car listening is still a major point of the effectiveness of AM radio, so keep that in mind. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. A 67-year-old Baltimore man has pleaded guilty and been sentenced for a deadly double shooting at the Pleasant View Gardens senior community. Norman Walker pleaded guilty to second-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, and two counts of using a firearm in the commission of a violent crime. He's been sentenced to 25 years in prison with no chance of parole for the first 10 years. Walker fatally shot 79-year-old Clyde Barnes and wounded another resident in the February 2025 incident. 20 residents of a Towson apartment building have been displaced after a Wednesday evening fire. Baltimore County firefighters were called to Versailles Circle shortly after 6 p.m. Wednesday, where they found heavy smoke and fire coming through the roof of an apartment. The fire went to two alarms and it took around 100 firefighters to contain the blaze. No injuries were reported. The Red Cross is assisting the displaced residents and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. And a bill to permanently ban data centers in Harford County has been introduced in the county council, and residents will be able to express their opinions on it next month. The legislation from County Executive Bob Cassily comes after he sent a letter to the council last week expressing concern about the impact data centers have had on communities across the country, saying they're not appropriate for Harford County. A public hearing on the bill to ban data centers is scheduled to take place at 6 p.m. on June 9th in the Harford County Council Chambers. And Fox 45 reports that a crash involving four vehicles and a fuel spill temporarily shut down the northbound lanes of 95 near the Eastern Avenue exit in Baltimore on Wednesday evening. The MDTA warned drivers that they should expect delays into rush hour due to cleanup. And BGE customers are expected to see some relief on their natural gas bills after the utility helped secure nearly $500,000 in savings through a federal rate case settlement. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings?
Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the incident on the Beltway on the inner loop above Liberty Road and before 795 is still there. It's confined to the wall, but the fire department has left the scene. There's a trooper there now on the left side. The outer loop is kind of looking at it, so we're a little slow as you're coming south on the Beltway from the accident scene. But right now, it's not a big deal. Maybe a little slow just above Liberty Road. I'm looking at the construction zone. They were here this morning at 5 a.m. working on 95 North in Harford County. Now they're back northbound 95 at the 76-mile marker in Harford County, taking away the left-hand lane. They work during rush hour. Absolutely absurd, but that's what they do. Mile back up northbound, maybe a 10-minute delay for the traffic through there. Pretty good-sized backups now. 20-minute delays, maybe 25 now, going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, and much cooler today. We could see a couple of sprinkles with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Kyle Bradish, the story yesterday at Camden Yards, the fireballer mixing in his curveball effectively and often, tossing six innings of one-hit ball, striking out seven, and leading the Birds to a 7-1 win over New York, O's first shutout of the year and an important series win. Here's post-game reaction, first from manager Albernez on Bradish's pitch mix.
It's becoming a real equalizer. That's something that just performed well, you know, throughout his career and this year, and the usage hasn't been as high this off the year, and he's starting to lean into it now.
Now the Birds, and then Bradish, of course, now with back-to-back quality starts, including last night and then previously against the Athletics.
Every good outing is a confidence boost, and that's what we're trying to do. It's very hard to have confidence in this game, but having two back-to-back good ones, it puts me in a good position for the next one.
Now the Birds are off today. They start a three-game weekend set in D.C. tomorrow night, and an FYI for Orioles fans thinking of catching one of those games, Saturday's 4:05 start is Alex Ovechkin bobblehead giveaway day. That'll be at Nats Park. Elsewhere in baseball, a gem from Shohei Ohtani last night in Los Angeles.
Here's his 0-2 to Devers. He struck him out.
Steve Nelson with the call on Sportsnet LA. Ohtani goes seven shutout innings last night and strikes out eight. His ERA stands at 0.82 for the season. 4-0 last night over the Giants. NFL with their full schedule reveal tonight, 8 p.m. on the NFL Network and ESPN2. Meanwhile, three-time Super Bowl champion quarterback Troy Aikman was on the ESPN morning show called Get Up with Mike Greenberg the other day and was asked what the hiring of Jesse Minter means for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson.
Back franchise quarterback, and you've had the years that Lamar has had. Now the coach leaves. You got a young coach, first-time coach coming in. That puts a lot on the plate of the quarterback. So the expectations certainly are going to be higher for him.
Lamar has made the playoffs in six of his eight seasons under center, advancing to the AFC Championship game, however, only once. And finally, the PGA Championship gets underway today in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. Defending champ Scotty Scheffler is the odds-on favorite. Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, and Colin Young behind the world's number one. The time now is 7:37. When we return, perhaps a better question to ask about Joe Flacco.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the game. game room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen.
Oh, yeah!
Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, YorktownSocial.com.
Kind of building on the comments from Troy Aikman the other day, and he went on and talked a little bit more about Lamar's game. But, you know, the fact of the matter is Lamar's playoff record is only 3-5.
Yeah.
And his turnovers are almost as high as his touchdown passes. So the question I wanted to ask, and kind of piggybacking on what we talked about earlier, forget about Flacco being a Hall of Famer. Is Joe Flacco the best quarterback the Ravens have ever had?
Well, what is the playoff record?
Flacco's 10-5 in the playoffs.
And has won Super Bowl.
And has won a Super Bowl. And, of course, he had that magical run in 2012.
Right.
11 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Right.
And, you know, so how do you measure?
Yeah.
Is it in crunch time? Is it in playoff, you know, playoff time?
I think it's in crunch time. I think it's in playoff time. I mean, you know, look, you can mount up all sorts of great stats during the regular season, which Lamar has done, by the way. But when it really matters is it at playoff time and winning Super Bowls. So at this point, I would say you'd have to give the nod to Flacco over Lamar.
I would agree.
Wow.
I would agree.
Okay.
Yeah. I would take Flacco right now based on the body of work over
Now,
Lamar.
That could change.
Hopefully it changes this year.
Exactly. So we'll see.
But right now, I would say you're right.
Yeah. Hmm. And is this you're trying to incentivize Lamar? Is this what's going on?
Absolutely.
Here?
for a little piece of the pie.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Gary, thanks so much. 7:38, 12, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So more juvenile problems in Baltimore City. And we'll take a look at what the sheriff is saying and the commission, and the Mayor Scott's got a new plan, summer strategy, to keep the Utes off the streets. And he unveiled his summer youth engagement strategy during a press conference yesterday. Juvenile crime remains a top concern among city leaders, police, and prosecutors. Just weeks ago, Baltimore City Sheriff Sam Cogan spoke out after he said a deputy arrested a 10-year-old who had crashed a stolen car while trying to elude law enforcement.
This shoots up like a giant red flag that looks like, because of the age of the child, that there's not going to be criminal charges in this matter. But the sheriff's office is filing a petition for child in need of assistance, because we believe that it's highly problematic to have a 10-year-old operating a stolen motor vehicle out in the streets of Baltimore.
Yeah, it's like one of many crimes that have been committed by the hands of juveniles leading up to the summer months. Back in March, four juvies were charged with attempted first-degree murder in two separate shootings. One of the four juvenies had a prior arrest for auto theft. Also in March, two 17-year-olds were arrested for the armed robbery of two adult teens in East Baltimore. Investigators released an image of the gun seized from the crime, and crime rather. In April, BPD announced they arrested a 14-year-old on an open warrant for a 2025 robbery, and that juvenile had been released on home monitoring despite having at least 10 priors, including robbery, theft, and assault. Here's BPD Commissioner Richard Worley.
We were chasing another juvenile for a crime, and we found the one who had cut his ankle monitor off in the same house.
Are electronic monitors effective on juveniles?
I am not a fan of it, because we continue to arrest young people with monitors on, and also young people with monitors have been cut off.
It's frustrating, and frustration is part of the job, because you try to keep, you want the best for these young people, but sometimes they need to feel some penalty.
So what we're seeing here is the things are getting worse. Since the Maryland General Insane Asylum and the progressive Democrat Marxist have decided that they're going to not want to put anybody in jail, especially if you're under the age of 17, unless they commit a heinous, horrific murder or something and get charged as an adult. That's a decision Ivan Bates would make at city state's attorney. But we're seeing now 10. And I don't know what's going to shock people into doing something. Maybe when they get to be, I don't know, 7 or 8. Stealing cars and doing armed robberies. Maybe then they'll wake up. I see this getting younger and younger and younger, because the older kids know that they're not going to be held accountable, so they get they recruit the younger kids to commit the crimes, and then the younger kids just get released into parents who don't care. They frankly don't care about their children until they're gunned down. Then they're the first to cry about it you know, against the police or somebody else. The mayor announcing his summer strategy to curb youth violence in the mix all summer 26 is what they're calling it. And here we go, the usual things, recreational programs, and we're told midnight basketball, team pool parties, summer camps, youth employment opportunities. There will be a summer curfew in effect. If your child is under the age of 14, you will not be allowed in public between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. Who's going to enforce that is my first question. They are claiming that last summer there was an overall reduction in youth assault victimizations, youth robberies, and, again, non-fatal shootings. Over the last couple of years. And I would just question all of this data, I really would, based on what we've seen in D.C. and how they cooked the books down there. There are no indications as of yet that that's a problem in either BPD or elsewhere. But based on the fact that a certain mayor will not turn over certain records to the city inspector general, one wonders if there are indeed problems. And where there's smoke, there could be fire. All right, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and reserve your spot and match wits with Kristen, Maggie, and Chuck. And speaking of which, time to get an update on Thursday morning rush hour with Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We're looking at the Bay Bridge, 3 westbound, 2 eastbound. All the lanes are open. We're clear from then Sandy Point at Oceanic Drive, going over to Whitehall Road, Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then towards I-97. Now the morning backup is there at the top of the hill. I-97 southbound backs up right at the spur, and the ramp right there at Route 32 gets better after the bridge at 178. The big cleanup on the wreck, Route 50 westbound before the Capitol Beltway at one point had 3 lanes blocked. Mostly now it's on the right side, the right lane, and the right shoulder. So it's loosened up just a bit through there. That was a medical call that was on the Beltway on the inner loop north of Liberty Road. They've helped that person out, and now that situation has cleared. So now it's just a normal delay on the Beltway. 25-minute delays, probably 25-minute delays southbound going into both the Harbor Tunnels. Construction underway, 95 northbound. They work during the rush hour at Route 24 in Harford County. The summer driving season just around the corner, so let Bernie's Automotive check everything. Your tires, your brakes, cooling system, hoses, and more. Stop in and see Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And last chance for you to reserve your spot right now. Get a pick up some WCBM merchandise if you can correctly guess the fake news story. 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680. But you got to call now. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for the weekend. Mostly cloudy today, breezy, chance of a stray shower or two. So it's going to be a little cooler today, mid-60s. Then tonight, we drop down into the upper 40s. Starting tomorrow, things begin a summer warm-up. Sunshine and 76. It'll be sunny on Saturday, highs near 80, and pretty much the same on Sunday. So Saturday and Sunday, the best days of the week. Friday's looking pretty good, too, so should be a nice weekend. Cloudy, 55 right now in Annapolis. It's 52 in Ellicott City. And time, once again, to choose your fake news. 3 stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got some WCBM merchandise up for grabs for you today. And all you have to do is correctly guess the fake news story. Our contestant this morning, Jimmy in Northeast Pennsylvania. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'd like to go last, please.
Okay, we can arrange that. And good luck to you. Here are your stories. Story number one, everybody does it. Now doctors have revealed the best time for that bathroom break. Maintaining a consistent schedule for bowel movements is more critical for digestive health. Medical experts are now saying the best time to do number two is in the morning.
Right
and
now.
Precisely at 7:30.
I just did.
No, at 7:30
really.
A.M.
You just did? I'll alert the media.
All right.
I think we already did.
No matter where he goes, President Trump loves to visit McDonald's, and he did in Beijing yesterday. President Trump visited McDonald's in Beijing, ordering a Szechuan spicy burger and taro fries. The president's entourage ordered over $1,000 worth of food and tipped the workers $50 each. And story three, a Japanese company making ferocious-looking robot wolves being swamped by orders after a record number of fatal bear attacks on humans last year. Monster Wolf is an animatronic scarecrow with flashing red eyes that howls and growls menacingly to scare away other wild animals.
Sorry. Rest in peace, my friend.
Is it story one? Doctors say the best time of the day to poop is in the morning. Story two, President Trump visits Beijing McDonald's. Or story three, Japan robot wolves in high demand.
Holy mackerel. What's going on in that room in there?
Maggie, we'll start with you.
Yes, we will.
Okay. This is very difficult, as always.
Get through this.
Let it get. I'm going to go with the monster.
Monster wolves? All right, Maggie goes with the monster wolves. Chuck.
Two.
Chuck goes for story number two. Kristen.
Yeah, I just know that everybody who works here waits to come into work, whatever time that is, and then. But I'm sure some doctor somewhere is saying that. Sure, true, and I think the robot wolves are true. I'm gonna say number two because I follow a lot of Trump staffers, and they were all eating on Air Force One. They eat very well. They post their meals and their menus, so I think
all right.
It's two.
Kristen also goes for story number two. Jimmy,
I go for story two as well. The McDonald's store.
Jimmy goes for story number two. Story number one. Best time of the day to. Relieve yourself. Maggie? Can you attest to that?
I don't attest to anything.
Can you certify?
You gotta go.
Right,
unfortunately,
exactly.
Here a lot of people abide by that. It's making it a hostile work environment, I tell you.
All right, well, that's a true story, number one. Story number two, President Trump visiting the McDonald's in Beijing. That is our fake news story of the day. So the rest of the panel gets it right, including Jimmy. Congratulations. We'll put you in hold and tell you how to get your prize. Because, you know, at the McDonald's over in Beijing, they don't serve regular McDonald's food. It's all local. Yeah,
right. Trump wouldn't like
that. He wouldn't like it.
And for safety and security.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to.
Not a good idea.
Unless you had, like, a Secret Service agent tasted first or something.
That's not. Here, eat this.
Yeah, exactly. Here, try this. I would try the Szechuan spicy burger. I might think that's a.
It does sound good.
A little heat there on it.
There
right?
is such a.
Okay.
I guess there is such a thing.
But then again, so you don't know.
Last night I was in some restaurant there in Beijing, and he was eating some stuff that looked like gruel.
Oh, really? Yeah. No thanks.
He didn't like it.
Yeah. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It's coming up on 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come, Governor Moore makes a campaign switch in the midst of the campaign. Sniper shooting exhibit is now on display, and the state of Maryland is contemplating whether they want to match the Kentucky Derby to hang on to the Preakness rights. The top of the hour, we'll take a look at the city schools budget has exploded in the last 9 years or so. You won't believe the number. It's just amazing. Mackenzie Frost joins us a little bit later on in the show as she goes in-depth tonight on Fox 45. You're listening to Casey and Company.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
So yesterday we were talking about the Utility Relief Act that Governor Tax and Spend More has signed. And remember the $150 relief that ratepayers are going to get, about $12.50 a month? Ham in Conowingo pointed out to me by email yesterday. Sean, everyone's talking about the fee increases by the Westmore administration and Dems in Maryland in the last few years. But starting January 1st, 2027, Marylanders and anyone working in Maryland, except fully remote workers, will have an additional 0.45% of their gross pay deducted to pay up to $1,000 per week for people on FMLA, I guess that's the Family Leave Act, to care for family members. So if someone makes $50,000 gross per year, they'll have an additional $8.66 taken out of a two-week pay period check. So $17 less per month, which means the electric bill refund that the Democrats and Tax and Spend More claim they're going to help will be null and void starting January 1st of 2027 with this increased fee taken. I mean, that's sort of like snuck up on us, didn't it? I mean, we'll go ahead and look and see where that went, when that policy went into place, or actually when it passed. But Ham, thanks for putting that on our radar screen. We really appreciate that. So forget about the $12.50. It's actually going to cost you, after the $12.50 in rate relief, an additional $5 on this Family Medical Leave Act tax that's going to be deducted from your check in the state of Maryland. 7:53, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're backed up almost to the city-county line now, maybe even a little bit beyond on 95 coming south. So in Rosedale, as you pass the bridge at Chesico Avenue, you get right there at the split and you have to decide, do we take 95 or do we take 895? Equal backups right now, both southbound and both the Harbor Tunnels. 895, of course, only two lanes southbound. Fort McHenry Tunnel is four lanes southbound, but the backups are still at least 25 minutes. All the normal stuff on the Beltway, the contractor is working, and there's a delay at least a mile northbound on I-95. They work during the rush hour northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, breezy, chance of stray showers, high mid-60s, and then the weekend's going to be glorious. Sunny mid-70s tomorrow, sunny Saturday and Sunday with a chance, actually with, we'll be close to 80, may even break the 80-degree mark as well. Right now, 57 and raining in Ocean City, 53 in Severn. Mackenzie Frost just got a text from Mackenzie. She's going to talk about the Preakness coming up on In Depth tonight. So that'll be coming up at right after our 8:30 news. We'll check in with Mackenzie at Fox 45 In-Depth Preview. So Governor Moore's reelection campaign has made a switch. There is a new campaign manager, which I think is kind of curious. One of two things. I mean, his poll ratings have been slipping. He's now below 50% for the first time in his in this term. And so this guy, Ron Owens, who has helped Moore's campaign operations last year, is going to leave tomorrow. He will be replaced by Dylan Arendt, an operative who Moore's campaign said doesn't take a single vote for granted. And so we'll have to wait and see where Arendt... I just think that's a curious campaign switch heading into a primary. He's not even being primaried by a Democrat opponent. So are they worried about somebody on the Republican side? I don't know. But maybe they're just taking nothing for granted, and they're trying to close this thing out. But I do think it's unusual for a governor. And, of course, there's a lot of headwinds here. Here's the ongoing issues with the tax and fee increases, the problems with closing Maryland businesses. The retirees are leaving the state in droves. Now we have the embellishment scandals of the military records and so on and so forth. So I'm thinking that... they think this guy might be able to head off some of these headwinds. I don't know. Krista, what's your take on that?
I mean, it is interesting. Sure, there are changes on a campaign, and a campaign is an evolving thing, as we've all learned, personally. But he has made some changes. I mean, he's had somewhat of a more respectful tone when he talked about the Trump administration. I mean, he still bashes the vague federal government and blames them for all the, you know, any problem in Maryland. You know, he's tried to play nice with Sean Duffy, although I think... Duffy is being way nicer to him as far as the Key Bridge negotiations. I've noticed that, and I mean, I know every politician does this. It's not really fair, but, you know, now we get his public schedule, which is supposed to be, you know, his actions as governor that's on the taxpayer dime. But now every day he's starting to be in the state more than out. We'll see how long that lasts. But they're calling it his delivering from Maryland tour. And so every day now he's been, you know, in Frederick, he's in Western Maryland, he's on the Eastern Shore, he's somewhere else, you know, supposedly taking credit for something that somebody else has done. So I don't know if somebody is getting to him and saying the optics at least aren't looking good. But at the same time, this is Maryland. Usually Democrats in a blue state can do whatever they want, and it really doesn't matter. So I do think that shows that he's nervous. And look, I will say, because I had an experience back in January being part of one of the Republican gubernatorial campaigns, Ed Hale had a press conference in front of the State House in Annapolis. Wes Moore crashed it.
Yeah.
He showed up.
He photobombed
it. You can't find him anywhere else. He showed up, and I can tell you this was on purpose. It wasn't an accident, because when you have a press conference on Lawyers Mall in Annapolis, you have to submit a permit several weeks in advance. So the government, the state government, knew we were coming, and I think that someone, you know, it made it up the grapevine to the chain to Wes Moore, and he showed up to look Ed Hale in the eye and shook his hand. And I just think that if the Republicans are a nobody and they don't stand a chance, why would Wes Moore himself, you know, maybe send an aide by that none of us would have recognized just to see what was going on or what kind of traction, but to show up yourself and do kind of a drive bomb and then walk off, it was quite interesting to witness. So I think he is nervous. And that's saying something in a blue state where he should have it locked down.
Well,
and clearly
bigger,
there's grander aspirations for him. But if he loses this, it's over. He can't run for president if he loses his reelection term and what should be an easy get for him. So I think it's interesting.
Real quick, I know you set up our in-studio guests for gubernatorial candidates. So who we got coming up in the month of May? I think it's Dan Cox is next week.
Tuesday the 19th.
Right.
Sorry, you surprised me. Let me look at my schedule.
And then Ed Hale.
Ed Hale is coming in Wednesday, May 27th. And John Myrick will come in Friday, May 29th. All for in-studio for a full hour in the 8 o'clock hour.
Very good. Thanks, Kristen. Appreciate that. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realtor. That is what his reputation is, because he sells your home. Now we're still in late spring, and again, we got about a month of springtime left, so if you're still thinking about selling your home, now would be the time to call Vinny and or one of his agents, and they'll come out, take a look at your home, sit down, talk with you over the coffee table, you'll negotiate, again, how the staging of the house and the condition of the house, et cetera. But at the end of the day, you'll eventually have to agree on asking price and time frame, and Vinny's been doing this for a long time, 23 years in this area, 10 years here on WCBM already, and with amazing results. 12,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. Once you agree on asking price, time frame, and you sign the contract, your home is sold. Guaranteed. Because Vinny will pay you in cash if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame. So call 410-795-7515. 410-795-7515.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. President Trump calls the first meeting of his summit with Chinese President Xi extremely positive and productive. Xi stresses the need for U.S.-China cooperation. At the same time, though, correspondent Will Weissert says Chinese leader warns of potential conflict.
Trump began the meeting by saying he was great friends with Xi and really sort of praising the relationship with China and full of optimism, whereas Xi really talked about how Washington's handling of Taiwan could jeopardize the relationship if it was handled not correctly. And she also talked about how the two powers needed to be careful to sort of avoid coming conflicts.
A big part of the summit focuses on economics. China is seeking a loosening of trade restrictions while the U.S. hopes for trade deals. Mr. Trump directing his remarks to Xi.
It's an honor to be with you. It's an honor to be your friend. And the relationship between China and the USA is going to be better than ever before. Thank you very much.
Following their two-hour meeting, the president attended a state banquet, and Mr. Trump has invited his Chinese counterpart to visit the White House in September. Amid the ongoing conflict with Iran, something else that's bound to aggravate tensions in the region.
The British military has said a ship anchored off the east coast of the United Arab Emirates has been seized and is heading toward Iranian territorial waters. The United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center said it received reports that the vessel was taken by unauthorized personnel while anchored northeast of the UAE port of Fujairah near the Strait of Hormuz. The British military did not name the vessel and said it is investigating.
And that's correspondent Karen Chamis reporting. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher. The Dow futures are up 368 points. NASDAQ futures better by 84. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial pound 250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's pound 250 micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Definitely slow coming into both the tunnels from the city-county line, both on 95 and 895 south. The good news is once you get through the tunnels, the pace is not bad. 95 here at Camden Yards at 395 and Russell Street. All the lanes are open. The sky ramp is clear. 895 south of the old Harbor Tunnel is moving okay towards the split down at Ritchie Highway and eventually towards I-97. 895 northbound, a little bit slow. It's only a speed reduction as you're traveling into the tunnel on the northbound side. Yeah, the Beltway's all jammed up on the Parkville side, the interloop through Pikesville, and the west side. It's the normal stuff there. 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, and much cooler today. We could see a couple of sprinkles with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
51 degrees in Pikesville and 54 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Baltimore Mayor's Office has announced this year's summer youth engagement strategy. Officials say in the mix in 26, it will build on the city's approach from the past three summers to provide opportunities for young people to make the most out of their summer break and stay safe. Summer activities will include teen concerts, midnight basketball, and pool parties. Several recreation centers will be open until 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday from June 26 until August 16th. According to the city curfew, kids between 14 and 17 years old can't be out in public place or establishments between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and between 10 p.m. and 6 p.m. on other days of the week. And Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a May 6 murder. Deontay Studevant allegedly shot 21-year-old Damon Walker in the 2900 block of Lakebrook Circle shortly after midnight on May 6th. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 072, the pick 4, 2238. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And Sports at 8:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up. That's from the Comfort Guys, my guys. O's with a nice win and a series win yesterday over the Yanks. 7-0 was the final, behind Kyle Bradish and three relievers pitching a one-hitter. The cherry on top provided by Blaze Alexander.
Swing and a ground ball through the left side of base hit to score O'Neill. Will it score Mayo as well? Yes, it will. Standing up.
How about you, Blaze Alexander?
Huh? Kevin Brown, Big Ben had the call on Masson, and how about Blaze Alexander? Three hits, two driven in, a bunt single included. Here is Alexander on the team's approach to hitting against the Yankee left-hander Max Fried.
You know, it was, you know, liners, ground balls the other way. You know, kind of let that heater get deep and, you know, be an athlete on the off-speed pitches. And, yeah, I think we did that well, and we were able to get him out of there early and get.
Freed, by the way, removed after three innings in that game with arm discomfort. He will undergo an MRI today. Former Ravens news in the this morning. Scat back Keaton Mitchell introduced to the Los Angeles media yesterday on the way he was dealt with at the end by the Ravens.
They didn't contact me or my agent at all. Like an hour before the deadline hit for me to be a free agent, I was surprised.
Mitchell, once thought to be a nice change of pace to Derrick Henry, will play for Jim Harbaugh next year in Los Angeles. And how about this baseball note from College Park? Terps outfielder Paul Jones II making history on Tuesday, hitting three home runs, including two grand slams, and driving in 11 runs in the Terps' 21-6 win over Georgetown. Jones now with five home runs and 16 RBIs in his last two games, marking one of the most dominant stretches in Terps program history. Coming up in 30 minutes, the odds-on favorite at the Preakness. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You can reach us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That is a long toll-free number outside the Baltimore Metro. And you can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, a fringe candidate is challenging Dollar Bill. And now his Naked Friday videos have surfaced. Mackenzie Frost joins us. We're going to talk about the Preakness this year and the future of the Preakness. And she goes in-depth tonight on Fox 45. Top story here today is the city schools budget and how much it has grown in the last 9 years or so. Chris Pabst, the Sinclair Broadcasting excellent reporter, Project Baltimore. He's led a great piece on funding for Baltimore City Public Schools, expected to hit record highs next year as the district has been approved for nearly $2 billion for their budget. And despite a nearly 50% increase in funding in recent years, many students and their academic incomes have continued to worsen. They continue to fail. They continue to struggle and suffer in Baltimore City schools. And so the question then becomes, are the Baltimore City schools actually capable of properly educating children enrolled? In the story, Chris interviews Whitney Davis. She's the mother of her son, Darian. And Darian was at Pimlico Elementary Middle School, and due to a medical condition, he had missed a significant number of classes. Even though he was not in school, his report cards falsely showed he was attending class and earning good grades. Whitney Davis said her son was pushed through the school system without receiving the education that he needs. And I'm sure Whitney Davis isn't the only parent in Baltimore City that is going through this process. And she says it's really not just about the money.
I don't feel like it's the money issue. I feel like the school system and people in particular have gotten more than enough money. Where's it gone?
Yeah.
How are these children benefited?
Where has it gone is a good question. Next year, Baltimore City Schools expected to get even more of your tax dollars. The district earlier this month passed a $1.95 billion budget for fiscal year 2027. Back when Dr. Santelices first started as CEO of schools, the budget that year was $1.3 billion, and the focus then was all students having access to high-performing schools. You'd be hard-pressed to find a significant number of high-performing schools. Since 2017, in the last 9 or 10 years, city schools' budget is now projected to have increased by $650 million. That's a 50% increase in funding over 10 years. And student enrollment has decreased by about 7,000 in the same time. More money to educate fewer students. And Ms. Davis says this isn't any. There's nothing about this that's high-performing.
Do you think that city schools over 10 years has achieved its goal of high performing schools?
Absolutely not. And I don't see anything that has gotten better for these children.
Coming up next, we'll go over the $650 million increase, and what do they get in return? We have the devastating figures and stats thanks to Project Baltimore. It's 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
On the Bay Bridge on the westbound side, they're now blocking the right lane. The report is some debris on the main span. So when you come west of Route 8 at Stevensville, you'll see the red arrow, or a red X there, on the right side, and the two green arrows in the center and the left-hand lane. Not much of a backup right now, and two of the wreckers are just coming onto the bridge on the westbound side. So we'll keep an eye on that. Not much of a backup right now, but one lane is blocked to the right side of the bridge as you're heading westbound, eventually over towards the area at Sandy Point. Top of the hill, the normal delays are there on I-97 as you're traveling south at Route 32. Beltway, yep, all the normal stuff is still out there. Both the tunnels are still backed up southbound right around the area of the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast today, mostly cloudy, breezy with stray showers on and off, mid-60s. Tonight, upper 40s, and then the warm-up and the weekend going to get nice. Friday, sunny, mid-70s, and then Saturday and Sunday will be sunny with highs near 80. And right now we're 51 degrees and cloudy in Bel Air, 54 in Pasadena. From the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America's 250 is brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. Three pretty significant events occurred on this date in history. May 14, 1607, some 100 English colonists arrive along the east bank of the James River in Virginia to found Jamestown, the first permanent English settlement in North America, dispatched from England by the London Company. The colonists had sailed across the Atlantic aboard the Susan Constant, the Godspeed, and Discovery. Upon landing at Jamestown, the first colonial council was held by seven settlers whose names had been chosen and placed in a sealed box by King James I. The council, which included Captain John Smith, an English adventurer, chose Edward Wingfield as its first president. After only 2 weeks, Jamestown came under attack from Native Americans from the local Algonquin Confederacy. But the Native Americans were repulsed by the armed settlers. In December of that same year, John Smith and two other colonists were captured by the Algonquins while searching for provisions in the Virginia wilderness. His companions were killed, but he was spared, and according to a later account by Smith, because of the intercession of Pocahontas, Chief Powhatan's daughter. There is still a Powhatan Parkway, by the way, in Richmond, named after the chief. On this day, May 14, 1787, delegates to the Constitutional Convention began to assemble in Philadelphia to confront a daunting task, the peaceful overthrow of the new American government as defined by the Articles of Confederation. Although the convention was originally supposed to begin on May 14th, James Madison reported that a small number only had assembled. Maryland was one of those. Meetings had to be pushed back until May 25th so that the other states could attend and a sufficient quorum for participating would be established. And finally, it was on this day in 1804, 1 year after the U.S. doubled its territory with the Louisiana Purchase, the Lewis and Clark Expedition leaves St. Louis, Missouri on a mission to explore the Pacific Northwest from the Mississippi River all the way to the Pacific Ocean. President Jefferson commissioned his private secretary, Meriwether Lewis, and William Clark to lead an expedition into what is now the U.S. Northwest. On this day, the Corps of Discovery, featuring approximately 45 men, although only 33 would end up making the full journey, left St. Louis for the American interior. You might recall that Sacagawea was their Native American guide, and they eventually crossed the Rockies into the Pacific, and eventually came back 2.5 years later. They returned to the city, bringing back a wealth of information about the region, much of it already inhabited by Native Americans, as well as valuable U.S. claims to the Oregon territories. And that's how led to the westward ho expansion into the wild frontier of the United States of America. And that's America 250 today, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, still to come, Mackenzie Frost in about 15 minutes or so on the future of the current Preakness and the future Preakness, as well as Pimlico, and Laura will take a look at that story in just a moment. Don't forget, the best of Casey and Company is available each and every day. You can check it out at WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages, and it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, Trump gets a hero's welcome in China. And beyond Operation Sledgehammer about to begin in Iran?
Bang, soon.
We'll give you all of the developments and new comedy from Jim Gossett, noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I got mixed feelings about this this exhibit. It is down at the National Law Enforcement Museum in Washington. It's called Without Warning, Ending the Terror of the D.C. Snipers. The exhibit chronicles the 23 days back in October of 2002 when John Allen Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malville, fatally shot 10 people, wounded 3 others, and terrorized an entire Baltimore-Washington corridor. And I applaud the way law enforcement pursued these individuals and finally caught up with them. But I just have giving them an exhibit where you can read their their writings and some of the things they did, the Grim Reaper, the guns they use and things. I'm not saying it glorifies it, but I just think it's disturbing. I just think you don't want to. Yes, you want to applaud law enforcement for the way they investigated, pursued, and eventually arrested these serial killers. But at the same time, you don't want to lionize them in death. And I think that this might do that a little bit here in Baltimore. They really didn't hit Baltimore that bad, but we were being targeted. In fact, you might recall, phase two included they were going to kill a pregnant woman, police officers. They were going to try to attack busloads of school children. And they stole a book from the Reisterstown Road branch of Enoch Pratt Free Library. They bought meals from a fast food restaurant. They visited a bookstore in Charles Village. And in the middle of this killing spree, a Baltimore police officer found Muhammad asleep at the wheel of his Chevrolet, but let him go without a warning. So I just have mixed feelings about it. I just don't think we should. Again, it's the same thing with the Son of Sam killer books and all that other stuff. People shouldn't profit. I'm not saying they're profiting from their crimes, but I understand why they want to do it, but I wouldn't go. What are your thoughts? 823. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
Right lane is open again at the Bay Bridge just in the last minute. We went back to green in the right lane, so that debris has been picked up and now cleared from the main span. Never really did get a big backup westbound, but a little slowing, but it'll clear out pretty quickly. Now, the upper end of I-97 is still the backup, and that's normal. It's there every day at I-97 southbound at Route 32. New wreck at Arundel County. Heads up, westbound Route 100, right at the ramp at Route 170. Haven't seen it yet, but there may be an impact there on 100 as you're traveling west from I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, you got a second? Because one of our listeners has a reminder, a question for you. Bill is in Bowley's Quarters. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
You're on with Chuck.
Okay, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, Bill.
Yes, how you doing?
So good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I wanted to go back. Me and Chuck go back, way back when I got out of high school. And used to drive back and forth to D.C., Virginia, and I was complaining about the traffic on 295 and 95. Mm-hmm. My father told me, you need to listen to Spark Plug Chuck. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
So originally he called him Spark Plug Charlie, but as time went on, he just shortened it to Spark Plug Chuck. So again, I'm 18 years old driving to D.C., hating traffic. And that was what the nickname he gave you, and I've always listened to you. I've known you since the Latin Casino days when we used to, and down on Dorsey Road with Johnny Walker.
Yeah.
So, go back. I'm 67. We go back, but I always liked Spark Plug Chuck. It always seemed to fit you, and I figured it's time for you to have a new nickname.
Spark.
Yeah, that's just part of it. I've had many names. Most people thought my real name was Johnson.
Well, we can amend that to Spark Plug Johnson.
Spark Plug Chuck.
I prefer to call you Mr. Whitaker, but I do like Spark Plug Chuck.
Oh, no, that's fine. Chuck is good. I always say to people who call me Mr. Whitaker, so that was my father. He was Mr. Whitaker. You just call me
there
Chuck.
There you go. So I wanted to share that story.
Yeah, well, we want to say he's Spark Plug because he's always plugged in. You know what I'm saying, Bill?
Wow.
Yes.
There's such good lines on this show. I just love it. That's why I like being here. You can't get this crap anyplace else.
No, you can. It's unique. It's very unique. Bill, thanks so much for the memories and for calling in. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you gentlemen,
it.
Have a great day.
You too.
What have I always said? Good traffic, bad jokes.
Yeah, exactly. What a great combination.
Yeah, nice. Fatal. Sometimes it is, Mr. Casey.
Sometimes it is. You're
sometimes
right.
It falls right on its ass.
All right, you little spark plug, you. All right. Thank you so much. We'll see you in a couple.
See you.
All right, it's 8:26. We're talking about the city schools getting $650 million in the last 10 years, but the academic records, not so good. Student enrollment has decreased by 7,000 during that time. More money to educate fewer students. Student attendance in city schools and the average student SAT scores have decreased. The dropout rate and chronic absenteeism both increased. The four-year graduation rate increased only 1 point despite getting hundreds of millions of additional tax dollars in funding. And Whitney Davis, whose child has basically pushed through the system, said it's a shame.
It's a shame what these children have to go through, not just my children, but I've seen children graduate high school and they can't read.
City schools responded saying, no, they've made progress in a number of areas, literacy gains, math scores, graduation rates. By the way, they did change the graduation requirements as well, so that might have something to do with the grad rates. But once again, we've seen what is the legacy of Dr. Sonia Santelices, and it's not a good one. And she made tons of money over the last 10 years, and now she's gone off to, what, Yale, I think, to do something up there. So Dr. Jeremiah Dawson will start, and I think that we'll see. I'll give him a fresh start and hopefully keep our fingers crossed and see if he's able to do any better. But it's just sad. A listener sent me recently, went to the University of Medical System to see a doctor for his annual physical, and his questionnaire kind of blew his mind. Here was you're filling out the application or questionnaire. Here were the gender identities: female, male, transgender female, transgender male, not listed, choose not to disclose, non-binary, gender queer, whatever that is. And then please record or verbalize your sex assigned at birth: female, male. That's the only two. But they went on: unknown, not recorded on birth certificate, choose not to disclose, uncertain. So I think that interesting, not recorded on birth certificate, so you don't know? You don't know what sex you are? That indicates even worse problems. And finally, please record or verbalize the number that best describes your sexual orientation. Well, this is the best one. Straight, bisexual, something else, don't know, choose not to disclose, gay, lesbian, pansexual, which I think Chuck is, because he likes everything in a pan. Asexual, queer, or questioning.
What is
questioning? That's at University of Maryland Medical System. When you go to, again, fill out your questionnaire, I guess, for your physical or whatever. That's now. I always say prefer not to answer, or I just leave it blank.
Yeah, they have that in my doctor's office. When you fill out your paperwork every time.
Did you check questioning?
I sure did, because I'm stupid. No, and this is, okay, may I just share, this is an OBGYN office.
Oh, okay.
And they're asking what sex you are.
That's really rich.
That's why I'm leaving there.
Coming up next, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth, 8:30. Maggie Hunter's got headlines.
Thanks, good morning. Aberdeen police have arrested two men in connection with the sexual assault of a juvenile. On May 9th, police saw a minor who appeared to be in distress outside of a motel on Hospitality Way, and an investigation determined the 17-year-old may have been the victim of a violent crime. Police have arrested 24-year-old Giofredo Santos Bernal of Parkville and 27-year-old Miguel Pineda Lopez of Baltimore following a traffic stop, and they are charged with rape, use of a firearm, and other related offenses. A 29-year-old Baltimore man is found guilty in a 2019 shooting at the Alameda that killed a 16-year-old and injured two bystanders. A jury convicted Diamante Teal on charges including first-degree murder, use of a firearm in the commission of a crime of violence, and two counts of first-degree assault. He was also found guilty on four separate charges in the armed robbery of a carryout restaurant.
Two other defendants are charged in the Alameda shooting. Getaway driver Philip Morton was convicted in March, and William Stewart is scheduled to stand trial in October. Baltimore City police say a prisoner who escaped from custody has been recaptured. Brian Myers gave police the slip as he was being treated at a local hospital last Friday, and he was taken into custody and rearrested on Tuesday as he walked along the 900 block of Harlem Avenue. Myers is now facing charges related to his escape, in addition to the previous charges that included robbery and handgun violations. Police are continuing to investigate how Myers was able to escape. And a 67-year-old Baltimore man has pleaded guilty and been sentenced for a deadly double shooting at the Pleasant View Gardens senior community. Norman Walker pleaded guilty to second-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, and two counts of using a firearm in the commission of a violent crime. He's been sentenced to 25 years in prison with no chance of parole for the first 10 years. It's 8:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Sean Casey back again with my good friend Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, our local real estate expert. You know, we spent some time over the years talking about the great work your company does helping charities like Johns Hopkins Children's Center. But in addition, you're also helping our veterans and first responders with discounts and special programs.
That's right, Sean. Our veterans and first responders using VA or FHA loans are getting edged out by cash and conventional financing offers. It's not fair that those that serve are having to pay up to 11% more just to be competitive. So we're turning the tables in order to level the playing field and give our veterans and anyone using an FHA loan the advantage once again. Our Guaranteed Close program provides assurance that when a seller accepts an offer from one of our buyers, they'll close on time or we'll step in and buy it for the contracted price.
That's incredible news, Vinny. So if you're a veteran or plan on using an FHA loan, call or text Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
8:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, we mentioned this wreck last time, and now we have a look at it. Westbound Route 100, it's up here near the ramp at 170. It's beyond the camera range, but I can tell you the backup is just, like I said, probably very quickly back to I-97. The westbound side of 100 is only a two-lane road there. So, in fact, we are backed up as you're crossing I-97 and eventually along 100 going over towards Arundel Mills Boulevard. All of our late slowing on the Beltway is still there. JFX has never been a problem so far this morning. Still good from Ruxton Road. Both the tunnels still pushing in all the heavy traffic on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, and much cooler today. We could see a couple of sprinkles with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. The O's with a night off tonight after their big series win over the Yanks. 7-0 was the final yesterday at Camden Yards. Kyle Bradish and three relievers tossing a one-hitter. Bradish mixing in that curve more often and making a slight mechanical adjustment on the hill with his left leg.
It kind of keeps me kind of like a 1-2-3 movement instead of a bunch of other moving pieces, just straight down the mound and rotate. So that work that we did in Miami was has been very beneficial.
Yeah, the O's turned their attention to the Nats in D.C. over the weekend for three. It'll be Alex Ovechkin bobblehead day on Saturday in case you're looking to go down. That'll be a 4:05 p.m. start. Ravens getting set for voluntary OTAs this coming Monday. One of the players to watch is, ironically, an undrafted free agent. We're talking about quarterback Diego Pavia, the runner-up to Fernando Mendoza in the Heisman race, yet still undrafted. Got a three-year deal from the Ravens. Head coach Jesse Minter says the trials and travails of Pavia in the past are just there in the past.
And so now he's in the door, you know, and it's like, show us what you can do, let the chips fall where they may, and just like all the undrafted rookies, that's what I would say.
Big night tonight for Navy women's lacrosse and co-captain Emma Kennedy as the six-seeded women prepare to play third-seeded Maryland in an NCAA quarterfinal on ESPNU. The Cooksville Maryland native has scored a career-best 51 goals this year. The Navy women looking for their first semifinal berth since 2017 when they became the first service academy to get that far in women's lacrosse history. Preakness Saturday in Laurel, drawing a full field of 14 three-year-olds. The third, sixth, and 14th place finishers from the Derby return. The field is the largest since 2011, which also had 14 go to the starting gate. Favorite right now is Iron Honor at 9-2, getting a rider change to Flavian Pratt, which gives trainer Chad Brown his top jockey choice. Incredible, Taj Mahal, and Chip Honcho all coming in at 5-1. Heavenly birthday today. Former Ravens defensive tackle Tony Siragusa, much beloved. Big part of that team that won Super Bowl 35, the Goose, was born on this day in 1967, died tragically and unexpectedly of a heart attack in 2022. Terrestrial birthday today to former Orioles reliever Dennis Martinez, turning 71 years old today. And last but not least, how can we forget about him? The U.S. Olympic hockey hero Jack Hughes, turning all of 25. Never get tired of that. Kenny Albert with the call. Jack Hughes, golden goal, beats Canada 2-1 in overtime. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the game room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen.
Oh, yeah!
Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, 23 before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Tonight at 5:30, in-depth on Fox 45 with government investigative reporter Mackenzie Frost. Mackenzie joins us on our Newsmaker Hotline. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing A-OK. It is Preakness Week, and you're focusing on that tonight in-depth. So, again, it's at Laurel this year, which is kind of a bummer, I think. But it is what it is. And, again, a lot of people are questioning Maryland sinking $500 million on rebuilding Pimlico and retrofitting Laurel as a training facility as the horse racing industry faces a lot of challenges. So there are some people that are saying that, is it worth the money?
Yeah, that is kind of what we're looking at. I mean, there are a lot of changes, and like you mentioned, a lot of money from the state is being invested in this race and the industry. You know, we're looking at kind of the progress of the construction at Pimlico. How are people in the Park Heights community feeling about all of this investment? Over the years, we've talked to community members in that neighborhood, and they often say, well, you know, after the race ends, they feel forgotten. And so, you know, what's the vibe now as all of this kind of unfolds? Plus, we spent some time with a horse racing expert down in Laurel talking about the future of this and how the state can bring the Preakness back to what it once was, you know, when before the pandemic and before the smaller crowds. Even Laurel this year, it's going to be smaller. And so there are a lot of questions about what this is going to look like in the future and if this investment on behalf of the taxpayers will ultimately pay off.
Yeah, I think, look, I grew up in Bowie, which had its own racetrack,
yeah.
And my dad and I used to go out to the track on a regular basis. I love horse racing, and part of the problem is that, you know, the handles and the prize purses and so on and so forth, and now you've got competition from online gambling, and I think that, you know, people, you can go online and bet on races at Saratoga or in Florida, et cetera. So, again, I don't know what the answer is. Are you talking to anybody in the horse racing industry that has any idea how they protect their future?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is part of the challenge. And also the challenge is that, you know, the interest in the sport overall is also kind of just dwindling. And so how do you attract people to this sport? And then you have the issue of the Preakness overall, the timing of it. You know, how many years have we seen recently where the winner of the Derby doesn't come? And when that doesn't when that happens, the interest in the race overall kind of goes down because then there's no Triple Crown. And there's a conversation right now unfolding of, could the schedule be changed? And a lot of people say yes, the schedule needs to change. What that looks like, you know, is a conversation that needs to be had, perhaps. And then there's the issue of the rights. Churchill Downs trying to buy the IP rights of Preakness, the state coming in and, you know, counter-offering that, too. And if Churchill Downs is successful, does that spell trouble for Preakness in Maryland?
Well, it does, doesn't Maryland have the right to match? Because I know the Derby spent $85 million and to buy these rights. And some are saying, well, that $85 million will go to the $400 million to help build the track, which costs are now rising based on the cost of financing. But does Maryland have the right to match that and retain the rights?
They do, and they are. There was our partners at the Baltimore Sun reported exclusively yesterday that they're going to, you know, make that match offer. And so it'll be, you know, interesting to kind of see what happens with all of that and, you know, the timing of whether who gets the naming rights or the IP rights to, you know, Black Eyed Susan Day and the Preakness overall. And insiders are, you know, indicating Churchill might not be a bad thing because they know how to run the Derby, and they've turned it into a week-long event that has been very lucrative and very popular, and people pay attention and flock to this event. So I think that raises some interesting questions. And then we have the issue of the training facility with Laurel Park versus Shamrock Farms in Carroll County and kind of what happened to that deal after the state bought Shamrock Farms and decided to scrap it and then buy Laurel.
Yeah, that was, what, a $50 million dealer close to it. So that was just an exorbitant waste of money. More with Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight, 5:30 on Fox 45. And we'll ask the big question about how does Pimlico fare in all of this and the Park Heights neighborhood. Right now, traffic weather on the threes. With the update, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Yep, both the tunnels are still backed up. They're slow. 895 has moved down just a bit. It's actually just south of Urban Avenue now, so it may be closer to 20 minutes there. But we're still 25 minutes southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's very slow all the way through till we get down towards 395 at Camden Yards. 895 northbound looks good going into the tunnel here beyond the toll plaza at Child Street, and not a big deal. The Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are still there. That construction zone, these guys work during the rush hour. They create a backup. They block the left-hand lane, Harford County, northbound 95, 76-mile marker at Route 24. There's at least a mile back up through there. Watch for the wreck. Anne Arundel County still slowing westbound on Route 100 after you cross the bridge at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 weather authority forecast, cloudy, breezy, chance of stray showers today, mid-60s. And right now it is cloudy and 54 in Glen Burnie and 55 in Dundalk. On our newsmaker hotline, Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. You know, we look at spending $400 million to rebuild Pimlico. And we got about $100 million or more in redoing Laurel, making that a training facility. So that means that Pimlico is going to have most of the race dates. And so my question is, that the plan, Mackenzie, is to turn this into more than just one race a year. But will people come? If they build it, will people come?
Yeah. I mean, that's the age-old question, Sean. I mean, especially as they look to, you know, kind of expand this into an event center. They want to have, you know, venues that can hold other events outside of just racing, too. And what type of event? Who's going to come to it? And, you know, does this investment in this facility also mean revitalization of the Park Heights community? Because without kind of doing all of it, it can be difficult to kind of see how this can come to fruition, given the ideas that are, you know, kind of flowing from Annapolis about what this will look like.
Well, I just remember an example is in D.C. with Nat Stadium when that was built down there. Of course, a lot of those neighborhoods were gentrified, in order to put businesses in there and restaurants so they could accommodate these people coming to the track. Is there any fear the same kind of thing could happen to the Park Heights neighborhood?
I'm sure. I mean, we have one of our team members went out yesterday, and I haven't seen the story put together yet, but to talk to community members to kind of get their thoughts on that and to find out exactly that question. So I'll be learning the answer to that as our viewers do. But, you know, just from my perspective, I was out there last year to mark, you know, the beginning of this construction. And as I was walking around, it was mixed. Some people were excited to see this finally happening in this area, and some were a little hesitant, you know, to see what this could bring and if it would mean more traffic or, you know, if they were going to be pushed out of their neighborhood or priced out of their neighborhood that they perhaps have lived in for their entire lives.
Yeah, and then there's the story of the Maryland Horsemen, because apparently they're paying $5 million of their casino slot revenue into debt service for the building of the track. And this is that $5 million could go to purses or, you know, prize money paid to winners, whatever the case may be. So they're also getting hit on this end of the equation. So were you able to talk to anybody in the horse racing industry as well?
We don't have that voice, and I think that is an interesting, you know, perspective. We're looking at this state investment,
right,
kind of taxpayer, you know, looking at what is actually happening with taxpayer dollars. This is something that I don't think we're done with, even though this is a race, you know, this week. But this is an issue that, talking to people, some argue that this is, like, done incredibly quickly, and perhaps things were rushed to get this done before this race this year and to bring it back in time next year to Baltimore. And it's unclear, you know, the timeline of that. And I think there are still a lot of unanswered questions about what needs to happen, how this money is being spent, and is, you know, the state's role in running a horse race.
All right, I can't let you go without getting your thoughts on the latest from Mayor Scott on the feud with City Inspector General Isabel Cumming. Now he wants to hire an outside firm to basically do what the taxpayers are already paying the City Inspector General to do. What are your thoughts on that?
It's interesting. You know, I was just listening to him on another radio station talking about this, and defending it and continuing to double down on why he believes this is necessary. And, you know, the OIG has been established for many years. The voters have made it more independent year after year with the charter amendments. And now this outside entity will be paid by taxpayer dollars to do an investigation that is already underway. And it's still unclear if this outside entity will even have any more information than the OIG has, or if they will still get the same redacted documents. And if that's the case, are we going to be back at square one?
Do we know who is selecting this entity? Is it the mayor's office? Is it the city council? No. Is it the city's attorney general? Who's selecting this outside firm?
The mayor's team, I believe, has already selected it.
Uh-huh.
He announced it yesterday when he talked about this new 4-point plan. So it sounds like the mayor's team already made the selection. And we don't know how much is being paid or, you know, whether the contract has been signed yet. And so that is something we are definitely going to try and get our hands on those details to see exactly what are the parameters of this contract and how much taxpayers are on the hook for.
And I have to ask you before we let you go, the Bobby LePin thing, is that your most unusual interview you've ever done?
It was very interesting, yes. Politicians always find new ways to surprise me.
Yeah, I bet they do. All right. Mackenzie Frost, In Depth, tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. We'll be tuned in. Thanks, Mackenzie. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
8:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to Casey and Company. And speaking of Mackenzie and Bobby LePin, that's coming up next.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, I feel good. good news story brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. An ice cream truck owner in Western Massachusetts making people smile because of one small act of kindness. A young boy recently approached her truck but didn't have enough money for a treat. But instead of turning him away, they gave him a free scoop of ice cream. So the company just announced they're now going to give free ice cream to every child all summer. Here's how it all happened.
It's okay, tell him to come back. No, I was still going to give it to him. I didn't say no. I wasn't.
Okay.
Hey, can you ask that kid over there to come back?
We don't turn kids away when they don't have money. You want an ice cream from Maddie, you get an ice cream from Maddie. It's so hot outside. Say no.
Here you go, buddy. You can always come up to the ice cream truck, okay?
All right, good story. Good ending of that story. Free ice cream. Boy, remember that? The Good Humor Man, Mr. Softy, and the rest of it would go into the neighborhood. You always go ask mom and dad for spare change or whatever so you can go grab your ice cream. But there, they're going to get it for free. Brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you've been waiting for the right moment to upgrade your home, the wait is over. Town Appliance in Owings Mills is officially kicking off their spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking Black Friday savings in the middle of spring. Choose from over 70 top-tier brands, including Frigidaire and Electrolux. Stop in at Le Maire and Maire. Find the perfect fit for your kitchen and your budget with flexible financing. They're open every day but Saturday. Visit townappliance.com today for hours and more information.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
If you own a business, you know how hard you work for every customer. At WCBM, we help local business owners get their message to the people who really count. Owners that are ready to act with radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can build a radio campaign that fits your business. Visit WCBM.com or call us at 410-586-6800 today to talk about growing your business.
8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There was some fluid on the Beltway. I don't know what it is. Probably don't know, want to know what it is. Outer loop at Hartford Road in the left-hand lane, and there was a police car with it. He stopped to look at it. I'm not sure. It looks like it's just water, but now they've released the traffic in that lane, so that's better once again for the traffic on the northeast side. The Beltway is still slow a little bit from Parkville to Towson, the inner loop through Pikesville, and down the west side, still in that area from 795 towards Frederick Road, though it is finally starting to get better, at least moving down through Liberty Road and towards I-70. Both the tunnels take a little while for those back to go away. They're both running very heavy southbound on 95 and 895. The wreck in Adirondack County, westbound Route 100 at 170 is now on the shoulder, and that is getting better. Construction is underway. They like to work during the rush hour and beyond through the midday. Northbound 95, we lose a lane at Route 24. Not E lane, A lane. Northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 weather authority forecast, cloudy, breezy, chance of a stray shower still today, mid-60s, and then we call it Kim Klasick weather. Sunny tomorrow, mid-70s, and then warming up to near 80 Saturday and Sunday. And I'm sure, you know, you going to go to the Preakness?
I am not, actually. Mm-hmm. It's a friend of mine, Caitlin's birthday this weekend, so I will not. But I will be enjoying the weather.
Yes, you will be enjoying the weather. I knew that was going to happen.
Yes. All right, so much to talk about. As you mentioned earlier, Sean, Governor Wes Moore, his campaign manager, is on the way out the door as of tomorrow, apparently. We're going to talk about that just a little bit because I did see spokesperson Carter Elliott's comment. Sounds like they're very confident, very sure that Governor Moore is going to win in November. And I just find it interesting because now you see some of these endorsements coming out. You see, I think you see the GOP picking up some steam here.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe, possibly, he wants somebody else. I don't know. Or did the campaign manager look at the military records and say...
Well, yeah, that's a good point. There's some headwinds. There's the approval rating has gone south. You have the largest tax increase in Maryland history.
Yep.
You have this embellishment issue. This pattern, which is just not military records, it's everything.
Right.
And so you got all of this. Now you have, it looks like, Republicans coalescing, at least with some of these endorsements. There's a lot to go here. But maybe he just felt that I'm not taking anything for granted, and I'm going to switch it out and make sure we cross the finish line. And then others are thinking that he's a little overconfident. This might just be amping up his presidential staff.
Yeah, that could be. That could be for sure. We're going to talk about this on the show because, you know, there's different avenues you can take here. But I would think, you know, this guy being more of a career campaign guy, right? This is what he does, going to different campaigns. I would think that it would be very difficult to navigate through someone's lies, right? And if they're not being truthful in the campaign office, how do you prepare, right? The damage control, you name it. So we'll talk about all that good stuff. Also, Mayor Brandon Scott, he wants oversight over the oversight. Over the oversight, because now the Inspector General, she's not doing her job. She's got to be biased.
Yeah.
Sean, after 8 years, now she's biased.
Yeah, now she's biased. Yeah, exactly. Well, what is he hiding?
Yeah.
That is the question. Why now, all of a sudden, she's after the sidestep program, and I think that's the key here.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, you know, the perception is, obviously, that he's hiding something. But we're going to get to the bottom of this because, you know, Mayor Scott, he's got this arrogance, right? This air about him, as if he's untouchable. And I'm waiting for, like, you know, something to hit. Because there's got to be something there, whether it's the feds come to town. We still never found out about the FBI raid at that Safe Streets location in Bel Air Edison. There's something there, obviously. I'm just waiting for this shoe to finally drop.
Well, you know, just ask, Catherine Pugh how that works out, or anybody else. And I think that's probably, you know, we'll see what happens. But
And then, of course, we got Tory Snow at 10 o'clock with his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun.
When is Bobby LePin going to appear on the Kim Klasick Live Show?
Bobby LePin, yeah. Maybe he could come in with his guitar and Speedo and do one of his...
Well, how do you know there was a Speedo?
That's what he said, that there was a Speedo under there. I'm going to have to at least believe that there was, okay? I can't believe otherwise.
You can't unsee that now, I'm sure.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, thanks, Kim. Kim coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. Always entertaining and informative, Kim Klasick Live. So we don't have time to do the Bobby LePin story today, so maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Hold that for tomorrow. But again... an important note that you're going to be hearing here on WCBM in the coming weeks. It is important now more than ever. You can't affect change by sitting at home. So you're going to have to, A, register to vote. And we've been running our Save Our State campaign at WCBM.com. So check it out. First, sign the petition. Make sure you're registered to vote. And then early voting begins June the 11th. It is vital, crucial, that you early vote in person starting June 11th all the way up through June 18th, or you go on election day in person on June 23rd. And not only that, but bring five people with you to the polls. Family members that are sitting on the fence, whatever. If you're tired of these tax increases, if you want to affect change in Maryland, and it has to start with getting out a good vote for the Republicans in June, and we'll see what happens from there. All right, see you tomorrow at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.